What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, Adam Jax is at my side, and it's so good to have you along with both of us. Well, one final home game remaining in this 2023 season for the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's go back to yesterday. The Lugnuts trailed going to the bottom of the ninth, and then again going to the bottom of the 10th, and again going to the bottom of the 11th inning. And there in the bottom of the 11th, they walked off.
Infield is drawn in. Pacheco, Workman, Gold, and all on the cut of the grass. Bases loaded. One out. The righty comes set and throws. Here's a bouncing ball back through the middle. Base hit. And Lansing wins it over West Michigan in 11. A three-run rally. They mob Colby Holter out in right field. The Lugnuts have the last laugh and a wacky, wild Saturday night.
That was the voice of Adam Jackson. Let's bring in Adam right now. Colby Holter delivering the Lugnuts the win, 11-10 in 11 innings. And Adam, I don't think any other game has topped that one all year.
I don't think so either. We've had seven prior walk-offs to that one last night, but the way that Lansing fought back after they had given up the lead, all coming with two outs from both teams in the ninth, then they each get a run in the 10th, and then in the 11th they give up two runs, but they get three more to win. I mean, that was spectacular, the way Lansing just would not refuse to go away. They just refused to go away in that game last night and found a way. And the energy in the crowd, Jesse, the crowd has been so great here in Lansing this season, and it's continued all the way through today. But last night especially, it was an awesome atmosphere and a great finish.
Dare I say encore? Here's the follow-up today. Lansing and West Michigan one last time, the sixth game of a six-game series. The Lugnuts win. They split the six-game set. Not only that, Adam, right to the point, final home game of 2023.
Oh, you didn't even mention that if they win, Jesse, they would be 33-33 at home. So you got to get all the threes in there, right?
I tried to say it out there on the field during our pregame on, and it just did not come out right. So I decided, why doesn't Adam say it here for the broadcast?
Well, it didn't work out there. My mic wasn't working down there. But we've got you set here. And guess what? Yeah, this is a Lugnuts team that has battled so hard all season long, and to finish 500 at home and then get six more on the road next week, I think it would be a nice way to end, especially against the first-place team in the East Division here in the second half. And Lansing has had some opportunities to pick up a couple other wins this week, and West Michigan has found a way, so we'll see if Lansing can earn a really tough split if they can get a victory today.
The thing about it is, first-place team, for the moment, because of the Lugnuts win yesterday and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps win over South Bend, the Tin Caps are a half game back. They're 33-26, and the Whitecaps are 33-25. Whitecaps lose today. Fort Wayne beats South Bend. It would be the Tin Caps up by a half game entering the final six games of the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. Last night, we were the last game going on. It was 4 hours, and everybody was interested in how it finished because the Whitecaps are the team that everyone is chasing in the Eastern Division, and certainly Fort Wayne is happy, and many of the other teams, every other team, happy that Lansing found a way last night. We'll see what happens today.
Familiar pitching tandem for West Michigan. We saw in the first game of the series, Wilmer Flores, the rehabber, started, and then Garrett Burhan came in. Both of them were very good.
Yes, indeed. Wilmer Flores has had great stuff, and Lansing certainly going to have to be good against him today. He pitched just two innings, but only allowed two hits, had one strikeout, and pretty much maneuvered right through the first seven in the order, outside of Susak, who has been promoted since, and Brendan Malone. Those were the only two hits, and that turned into a 5-2 West Michigan win. So we've talked about it all year. Lansing is a much better team when they get off to a good start, can get some early runs. They're going to try and do that today against Flores, which they couldn't do in the series opener.
The Lansing starter is a man who has not yet pitched in the series, the right-hander Mitch Myers.
And we've seen him at times this year kind of be the bookend guy, Jesse. He'll pitch on Tuesday, and then he'll finish up the series on Sunday. But Lansing has found a way in many Sundays this year. They're 13-9 on Sundays, and Mitch Myers has pitched in a few of those. So if he can come out here and have some good stuff, and you got to be careful with these white-cap hitters. I think the biggest thing is the command part. If you can command those pitches and don't give up walks, which is something Lansing didn't do yesterday until that ninth inning, and that's when the rally happened for West Michigan, he's going to give them a good chance to win.
The Weekend Warriors, Lansing Lugnuts. You mentioned those 13 wins on Sunday. They're 13-7 on Saturday. So 26-16, the Lugnuts record over the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Weekend. They love to play in front of the fans here on the weekend, play weekend baseball, nothing better than that. And they got another opportunity, a large kids crowd today on a Capital City Market Kids Day. It is a beautiful afternoon for baseball. The sun is out, so what better way than to play in this weather and go out there and try and pick up your final win at home in 2023.
Into today's starting lineup, the Whitecaps will lead off with their left fielder, Austin Murr. Seth Stevenson, the day off. Batting second, the center fielder, Brady Allen. Gage Workman, the shortstop, hits third. Batting fourth, second baseman, Luke Gold. Heading fifth, Eliezer Alfonso, who does the catching. Batting sixth, Andrew Jenkins at first base. Third baseman, Isaac Pacheco, bats seventh, with Josh Crouch DHing. And hitting eighth, and rounding off the order, batting ninth, the right fielder, Dom Johnson. Murr, Allen, Workman. Gold, Alfonso, Jenkins. Pacheco, Crouch, and Johnson. They support the righty, Wilmer Flores. Who's your spotlight Whitecap?
Yeah, I think I got to go with Gage Workman, Jesse. I mean, he's had 10 hits in this series, had the big two-run homer last night for West Michigan that put them, they thought, in front for good, and that was when Lansing said, we've got other plans, and they scored three in the bottom of the 11th, but that's a tough out right there in the three-hole. Gage Workman, the guy that I'm going to go with.
Center fielder Junior Perez leads off for the Lugnuts. Second baseman Colby Halter hits second. Batting third, the left fielder Danny Batista Jr. Hitting cleanup right fielder Colby Thomas. Brendan Malone at first base bats fifth, with a shortstop Aribiel Anale is sixth. Hitting seventh, third baseman Josh Wainwright. Batting eighth, catcher C.J. Rodriguez. And rounding off the order, the DH, T.J. Schofield, Sam bats ninth. Perez, Halter, Batista, Thomas, Malone, Angeles, Wright, Rodriguez, Schofield, Sam, your spotlight nuts.
Danny Bautista got off the snide last night. Let's go with him today.
Down to the field.
right, well sung by Natasha down there on the field. Ready for baseball, the final home game for Lansing here at the beautiful Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. It is a gorgeous afternoon for baseball at that, as we're just past 1 o'clock, 83 degrees, all sun up above in the light blue skies, and the wind is slowly blowing at about 10 miles per hour, but enough breeze to make it feel nice down there on the field. The Lugnuts in their home whites, West Michigan in the road blues. Lansing, 27-32 in the second half, 58-66 overall. They are 32-33 at home. West Michigan, first place in the East Division in the second half, 33-25, 65-58 overall. So, for the call of the game, the final home game of 2023, here is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One last time, let's get it right this time, Adam Jaxa. And the outfield, Danny Bautista Jr. is in left, Junior Perez in center, Colby Thomas in right. How familiar is it to see those left, the center, the right fielder every single day? That's been the arrangement since Clark Elliott went on the injured list. At first base, Brennan Malone. The second baseman, Colby Halter. Jacob Wilson is idle today. Aribel Anales handles shortstop. And at third base, it's Josh Juan Wright. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Down to the field. Play ball declared. Let's talk now about your keys, Adam, for the man on the mound, the OG, Mitch Myers.
Yeah, I think like we had talked about, keep it in the zone. Mix those pitches and don't walk these batters. You can't help out West Michigan's offense any more than the toughness they already provide there offensively. They are so good, so disciplined, long at bats for them. So don't give them anything easy and command the pitches. And I think he's going to have a good opportunity again to have a successful outing if he does that.
Home plate umpire Clyburn Rondon, the bases umpire Charles Welling. The time is 1:05 p.m. And the first pitch called a strike to the left-handed hitting left fielder Austin Murr. We're underway, right on time. Any surprise? No. The windup and the pitch. The backdoor breaking ball called a strike across the outside corner. A short slider from Myers. Austin Murr out of North Carolina State. The pitch from the Pitt Panther breaks outside. Now the count is 1-2. Find us on social media at Adam Jaxa, J-A-K-S-A. The deal. Fouled back, or actually popped up in a shallow left field. In comes Danny Bautista Jr. to make the catch, and there's one gone. That's A-D-A-M, J-A-K-S-A for Adam Jaxa, my broadcast partner. And for me, at J Goldstress, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. If you want to know who was watching the game on the monitor instead of watching the game on the field, right there. Here comes the number two hitter, Brady Allen. Brady Allen, the starting center fielder. West Michigan going back to the deep blues. And Allen chops left side. Third baseman, right field. Throws to first. Two gone.
Technically, you got to do both, right? You got to watch the monitor. It gives us a nice look at the pitches and how they're coming in. But then you got to switch to the field. It's kind of a tough situation.
Taking you behind the curtain. Easiest way to see the shape of the pitches. Myers the righty, deals to Gage Workman, batting left. He takes ball one up and away. And Adam, he was your spotlight white cap.
Yeah, he had that big swing last night. He's had a couple home runs in this series and 10 hits, most in the lineup today for West Michigan.
Workman takes, breaking ball called the strike across the inside corner.
He's also been really good defensively, Jesse. He's been almost just as good as Jacob Wilson has been over there at shortstop.
A fourth rounder from Arizona State watches this pitch bounce in. Two balls, one strike. Myers is looking for a perfect top of the first inning. Getting things started right on a sunny Sunday in Michigan State Capitol, September the 3rd. The deal. Chopper foul right side. Off the railing in front of the Lugnuts dugout. And bat boy Ethan over to collect. Ethan saw me earlier today and said thank you. He's wrapping up 3 years as the Lugnuts bat boy here today. This is it for him.
Gone after today, huh?
Gone after today.
Advancing, graduating.
You know, whatever comes next for bat boys, some of them become Batman. Curveball lofted down the left side and fell.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Batman always does.
Mm-hmm. And a mask.
A cowl. Two outs with the bases clear. Workman waits, Myers offers. Swing and a miss. Got him. Side retired in perfect fashion, finished off by Mitch Myers' first strikeout. Now to the bottom of the first inning. West Michigan nothing. Lansing coming up against Wilmer Flores.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
A 1-2-3 top of the first inning from Mitch Myers. Now to the bottom half. The rehabbing right-hander Wilmer Flores will take on these top three Lugnuts batters. Junior Perez, Colby Halter, and Danny Bautista Jr. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The West Michigan defense is as follows. The catcher, Eliezer Alfonso, at first base. It's Andrew Jenkins, Luke Gold at second, Gage Workman at short, Isaac Pacheco at third. Flores deals to Junior Perez, down and away, ball one. On the outfield, Austin Murr plays left, Brady Allen is in center, and Dom Johnson is in right field. Makes me think of Miami Vice every time. Righty to righty, ball one pitch. That's rocketed over the third baseman, Pacheco, a base hit into left field. Austin Murr gets it in, leadoff single, Junior Perez. Well now. Announces presence with authority. And now I bring up Colby Halter, yesterday's walk-off hero.
Jesse, I kind of wanted to pick Junior Perez for my spotlight hitter, but I thought that that was just kind of too easy. So went outside the box. That's how on fire this guy has been. Seven hits in this series. He is seeing it well.
Perez a threat to run. 40 steals this year. There he goes. Halter takes a ball. Throw down to second base. Tag is late. Perez is safe. 41 steals this year. Head first slide in ahead of the throw from Alfonso to the shortstop Workman. By the way, just to complete the West Michigan defense, Austin Murr in left, Brady Allen in center, Dom Johnson in right as mentioned, and they are straight up with the shortstop Workman playing up the middle. And Junior Perez leading off in front of him. Flores' pitch. Colby Halter takes a ball low. Or I beg your pardon, a called strike. Adam, back to your thoughts on your secondary spotlight nut. Told you, Dom Johnson, Don Johnson.
I think
thank
the same thing, too.
I
just wanted to concur with you.
Okay, good. The pitch. Halter fouls it off at home plate. One ball at two strikes. I don't really see why I have to put you in a box. If you want to choose a couple of guys to say, hey, watch for this guy, feel free.
Well, I wanted to try and change it up a little bit. So we'll see if Danny Bautista's got it going on today.
He's on deck. Colby Halter was 3-for-6 yesterday with two doubles. And the walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the 11th. Flores throws. Line drive, hook to right field, base hit. Perez held at third base. Comes to a hard stop. Halter breaks for second. The throw in, not in time. Johnson in right field hit the catcher. Alfonso came way out in front of the home plate circle. And then Alfonso pegged it to Gage Workman for the tag, but it's Colby Halter taking the extra base. And Lansing is runners at second and third, nobody out in the bottom of the first inning.
Well, he had an outstanding game last night. Obviously, he gets the walk-off winner right back up the middle, but he had two doubles in yesterday's game, too, and he also lined out a couple of times, so he's seeing it well, lancing a golden opportunity to strike first, just as they did last night.
Infield drawn in. Danny Bautista Jr. takes ball one low. Adam Spotlight Lugnut, I'll have you know.
Go ahead and hit a home run. Make me look good. I appreciate it.
Big game yesterday. Two hits. Also two HBPs. Righty, righty. Flores offers. Ball inside. Two balls, no strikes.
Like that eye from him early. One that's swerving wide and another that's coming in. And Lugnut's trying to get to Flores. As we mentioned, they weren't able to get to him on Tuesday.
No score in the bottom of the first inning. Nobody out. Flores' pitch. And that misses as well. Three balls and no strikes. He's trying to find that inside corner with a fastball. Now first base is open. If he walks Bautista Jr., Colby Thomas would come up with the bases loaded. Is it the red light for Danny? It is, and it's high. He's walked him. Base is loaded for Colby Thomas.
These Lugnuts coming out ready to go today. Mitch Myers, quick 1-2-3 first. And now the first three have reached here in the first, and Colby Thomas has a chance to put a Lugnut stamp on this game early.
Early visit to the mound by the pitching coach, Dan Rickaball. We are not expecting Wilmer Flores to get very deep. After all, just a rehab stint. On Tuesday, he only went two innings. And then Garrett Burhan, the bulk guy. That's one of those new terms, Adam, whenever there's the opener. And then you throw in a guy who is expected to pitch, what, four, five innings, maybe six innings. He's going to pitch the bulk of the game. So later, we'll see the Ohio State Buckeye. Right now, it's Flores in trouble. A native of Southwest Ranches, Florida, signed as a free agent 2020 by the Tigers. His older brother Wilmer with the San Francisco Giants, an infielder. Righty to righty, the pitch. Colby Thomas takes ball one up high, and that's ball five.
Yeah, five straight out of the zone after he gave up the single to Halter, and just can't quite find it right now.
A ball one offering. That's a ground ball. Nice pick at third by Pacheco. Throws across for the out on Thomas. All the while, Perez scores. Halter to third. And Bautista Jr. up to second. RBI ground out. And a 1-0 Lansing lead.
Well, it's a great play by Isaac Pacheco. I thought he had two options there. I thought he could have come home with it being a force. I thought he could have got the guy at third there and Colby Halter. But he takes the out at first, so Lugnut's still in business with one out and runners at second and third.
Here's Brennan Malone, who takes a called strike one. Infield drawn in. Malone, the number five batter. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball hooks across the inside corner. That's strike two called. Big curveball from Flores. Lugnuts look to turn this into a multi-run threat. Righty, righty. Malone, a ton of power. The pitch, down and away, and picked nicely by Alfonso. Third baseman Pacheco, shortstop Workman, second baseman Gold, first baseman Jenkins in. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the third base side. Fair ball, base hit. And that's heading into the left field corner. Halter scores. Bautista Jr. scores. And Malone stops at second with a two-run double. 3-0 Lugnuts.
They came out swinging here in this first inning, and Malone delivers that big swing you're looking for. You just said it, Jesse. They're trying to take multiple runs in the first frame. They get the one run, second and third, one out. You're hoping to put it in play. Flores gets ahead 1-2, and Malone just inside that third base line. Lansing has a three-run first.
Here's Aribil Angeles, the shortstop, batting sixth in the order. Righty, one down. Hate chops up the third base side, but foul. Nine doubles, 29 RBIs for Brendan Malone with Lansing since getting called up from Stockton. Yesterday, Adam, we saw the scoring late in the game. Today, Lansing getting things going nice and early.
And they got one run yesterday. Got off to a quick start yesterday. 1-2-3, top of the first. Got a run in the bottom of the first, but that was it. Just one.
Malone at second, one out. Strike one pitch. Adelaide takes it up and inside. You know, something I've been following with Aribil is just how good he has been. Especially August just completed. He was one of Lansing's best hitters. Starting off September, trying to get things going continually in the right direction. Batting average up to 261. Yesterday, 2-for-6, knocked in two. Flores' pitch, ground ball up the middle. That's in the center field for a base hit. Windmill for Malone. Here he comes around. In center, Brady Allen lots it to second. Malone scores on the Anales RBI single. And it's 4-0 Nuts. Hey, Aribil keeps on hitting.
You said it, right back up the middle. That's his fifth hit this week. Knocked in four now. I mean, what a first inning for Lansing. Just keeping the line moving, productive at bats. It's a dream start for the Nuts.
So Josh Wainwright steps in, the number seven hitter. The pitch breaks away from the outside corner. One ball and no strikes on the curve. Flores is just not sharp. But the Lansing offense is.
Yes, indeed. He looked so sharp on Tuesday.
Anales is a threat to run. Flores sets, holds, deals. Outside again. 2-0 on Josh Wainwright, who pinch hit yesterday. And he pinch hit a fly ball. That was caught, but it moved a runner from second to third in the bottom of the 10th. Led to a sacrifice fly, and the Lugnuts tying the game up at 8-8 to force an 11th inning. See Jay Rodriguez on deck. Flores offers a chopper hit towards short. Workman could turn this to two. Feeds Gold one. Fire to first high, but Jenkins brought it down. Double play. 6-4-3. That ends the first inning. A four-run first inning for Lansing on four hits and a walk. The key blow, the two-run double by Brendan Malone. Let's go to the second. Lugnuts 4, Whitecaps nada.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
In the bottom of the first inning for the Lugnuts, up 4-0 on West Michigan as we hit the second. I'm Jessica Briggs-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. The Lansing right-hander Mitch Myers worked a perfect top of the first inning, deals the first pitch of the second for a called strike. Luke Gold took it. It's going to be Gold, Alfonso, and Jenkins, 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Lansing's home finale. Pitch on its way. Slider way outside. 1-1. Luke Gold, the cleanup hitter in the order. Yesterday was 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts, also a walk, and an HBP. The deal, a ground ball hit on the left side. It's the shortstop Anales, who fires to first for the first down. 4 up and 4 down against Myers. Mitch faced West Michigan way back when in his first Lansing outing on April the 12th, right here at Jackson Field. He went 4 innings, and he allowed 4 runs on 7 hits, walked 2, struck out 2. Lansing went on to lose that game 9-4. He fires. Strike called. Dalyeser Alfonso, who was a member of the Whitecaps team on that day, switch hitting catcher batting left. Nuts 4, Whitecaps 0. The pitch. Buried it. 1-1. Myers' second appearance against West Michigan came on May the 11th. A Lugnuts win. 4 1/3 innings, only 2 runs allowed. His third appearance came in July. His pitch, Alfonso lines it, left field. That ball is bouncing in front of Danny Bautista Jr. and then right over him as he went into the slide. Alfonso rounds second, starts for third, stops, goes right back to the bag. It's a double on the misplay by Bautista Jr. in left field. And Eliezer Alfonso has his 13th double of the year, the first West Michigan base runner.
He's had some tricky ones out there in this series where they've been right in front of him. He's tried to dive for him, and they get by him. That one, he just couldn't quite tell. He didn't attack it with a ton of a confidence, not knowing if it was going to hang up or not. So last second, he tried for it and just got down in front of him. But nice job to go back, get it, and hold at least Alfonso to a double and keep him from getting an extra bag.
That brings up Andrew Jenkins, one out in the top of the second inning. Myers to the plate. A ground ball. Fair. Hit third base. Skips up the left field line into the corner. Alfonso's around to score. Jenkins takes his spot at second base as Bautista Jr. dug it out. Back-to-back doubles. And here are the Whitecaps. Down 4-1. Well, Adam.
Oh, we're just continuing what we saw last night in the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th. One team scores. The other team answers those scores.
West Michigan's offense ready for battle. Do you realize for Andrew Jenkins with West Michigan that that is his first double? His stats are wild entering play today. 25 hits, 1 home run, the only extra base hit before that double a moment ago. Now the pitch to Isaac Pacheco. Line drive caught by shortstop Anales. Jenkins quickly back to second. 2 outs. Just to wrap it up real quick with Mitch Myers, I was mentioning that his last appearance against West Michigan came on July the 15th at West Michigan. Adam, that was where he threw 4 hitless innings. Mm. But the Lugnuts lost the game 3-2.
Well, they got him some run support early on today.
Leading 4-1, 4 in the first. Whitecaps have scored 1 so far here in the second. Myers to Josh Crouch. Popped it up on the right side. Second baseman Halter adding to shallow right field. He wants it. Colby Alter makes the catch in front of Colby Thomas. And in the end, West Michigan scores 1 on the back-to-back doubles by Alfonso and Jenkins. To the bottom of the second inning, Lugnuts 4, Whitecaps 1.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts scored four runs in the first inning against Wilmer Flores, and now they come up against Flores for the second. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. 8-9-1, C.J. Rodriguez and T.J. Schofield-Sam didn't bat against Flores in the first. They take on the West Michigan right-hander here. First up, C.J. Rodriguez, the catcher. Righty deals to righty. Outside ball one. Adam, is it too early to get nostalgic about this 2023 season, today being the home finale?
Not at all.
The wind and the pitch. Hit out in the air, out to right field. Dom Johnson to his right. Plenty of room. He's got the catch. One down. Easy to look back upon some of the best home games of the year, because all we have to do is find the walk-offs, yesterday being the eighth and most recent. Well, Lugnuts at one point were walking off teams twice per series. T.J. Schofield-Sam bats left. Flores throws. Broke it down and in, ball one. But it's so interesting to look back upon the Lugnuts' original roster to start the season and see how things have come here in 2023. The kick and the 1-0. Strike called across the inside corner by Clyburn Rondon.
Just careful. Don't steal my trivia question.
Okay.
The opening day roster.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. First walk-off win of the year came back on April the 25th against Quad Cities. Wild pitch. Here's the pitch here. And that's called strike two from Flores to Schofield-Sam. Wild pitch brought in Lasso Armenteros in the bottom of the 10th to beat the Quad Cities River Bandits. It was thrown by Parker Harm, bringing harm to his squad. 1-2. Curveball lined. Caught by the leaping second baseman Gold. Two outs. Top of the order time now for Lansing and Junior Perez, up 4-1 over the Whitecaps. And the Lugnuts walked off Quad Cities 2 days later on a Daniel Susak two-out, two-run triple in the bottom of the 10th inning that looked like Gavin Cross was going to make the catch at the wall in center, and he could not hang on. Walked off Dayton in two games in early May. Caden Trenkel, Alex Campos, the heroes. Junior Perez lifts this pitch up high in the air. Out in a shallow right, Luke Gold, the second baseman, under it with the catch. And this second inning, much easier than the first for Wilmer Flores. Let's go to the third inning. Adam Jackson will have the call, as he did last night in the bottom of the 11th, when Lansing walked off the Whitecaps for a walk-off number 8. Here today, though, through two, it's 4-1. The Lugnuts are leading.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there. Off to the top of the third we go. Lansing leading 4-1 at Jackson Field. Their final time at Jackson Field in 2023. Mitch Myers' first pitch. A little bit inside, ball one to Dom Johnson. 3-for-8 in this series with a run, home run, RBI, 3 walks. Pitch home. That's outside. 2 balls, no strikes. A couple of doubles in that second inning for Mitch Myers allowed, and that brought in the first run for the Whitecaps, and so far their only run. Pitch home. Sent out to center field, up in the air, hit well. Back goes Perez at the track. He's at the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch. Wow, that ball just kept going, and Perez tracking the whole way, lifted his glove right above the padded wall area to make that catch and take away extra bases. Really did not think that ball was struck that well because it was hit so high in the air. That was part of what allowed Perez to get out there and track it, is it took a while for it to come down. Great grab. All right, here's Austin Murr. First pitch. Kicked back up towards the sweet level off the ribbon board below us. Strike one. There were some hard hit balls out to center field and Junior Perez last night. He was able to catch them all. The 0-1. It's inside. Ball one. I didn't get to say it last night, but I was thinking it, Jesse, with the Pikachu hat that Perez puts on a lot with those 12 home runs. Pitch home. High hopper off the plate over towards second. Halter charges off 3 bounces, throws quick. Malone snags it just before Murr gets down there. 2 outs. I never played Pokemon, but the phrase is, gotta catch them all, right? Junior Perez, he's been catching them all. So can maybe he get the cap when he comes off the field defensively too?
Well, at the plate, he's been Team Rocket.
He has been Team Rocket. He's been hitting it hard. Here's Brady Allen. Sent back off the netting. Strike one. 4-1. Lugnuts lead. We're in the top of the third on an absolute beautiful Sunday afternoon. We say Sunday, but we should probably just say sunny day. The pitch. That's down low. 1-1. And the kids are out in full force. Their last chance to run the bases and experience a Capital City Market Kids Day for 2023 before flip the calendar over and come do this again in April of 2024. Lugnuts still have one more series to go, but it'll be on the road next week. 1-1. Swing and a tapper foul. 1-2. They'll finish up at Lake County in Eastlake, Ohio, about 20 to 25 minutes east of Cleveland on the south side of Lake Erie. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. It's outside. 2-2. That's right on the way to Buffalo, where the Buffalo Bills play. And there's a Buffalo Bills jersey up on the board for Brady Allen. A mix of Tom Brady, Josh Allen, current Buffalo quarterback. 2-2. Up and in. 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. Tapper cued foul first base side. So we will do the 3-2 over again. If Lansing wins today, they would split the series, and they have that opportunity because of just an unreal game last night. 11 innings, 4 hours, an 11-10 Lugnut victory thanks to a 3-run bottom of the 11th inning. 3-2. Too tall, ball 4. There's the first walk allowed by Mitch Myers. And Allen is on, and here comes Gage Workman.
It was fun for me going through the game notes, figuring out all the different places that yesterday's game set season highs or tied season highs.
I imagine there were quite a few. And to think that those are all coming with, you know, 7 games left to go coming into today. Some guys were coming up last night for the 6th or 7th time in the order. Long game. But worth the wait. Lansing found a way after it looked like they were going to wrap things up in the 9th. The pitch sent deep out to right field, and that one is not coming back. Gage Workman has done it again. Smashes it out to the concourse, A two-run shot, his fifth this year, and his second in as many days. 427 feet, and it's a one-run game in the third.
Adam, it's a pitch that Mitch Myers left up, and Gage Workman knew exactly what to do with it. You know I love to come back to the fact that his middle name is Tater.
Well, that indeed was a tater. A well-struck tater. Maybe burned a little bit with how hard it was hit. Here's Luke Gold. It's down low. One ball, no strikes. Just had that thought, too. It's a competitive walk, but it's a walk. We talked about no walks. I'm trying to limit those. And then you bring up Workman and thinking this could go deep. Swing and a foul tip. Strike one. Sometimes you just have that feeling. And after getting down 4-0, West Michigan in two innings has nearly got all four of those runs back. Home plate umpire Clyburn Rondown is out there having a quick word with Mitch Myers. They met about halfway from home plate to the mound.
You know what that's about. That's about allowing C.J. Rodriguez a little bit of time to recover.
It was, but then they had a little conversation as well.
Mitch is a really fascinating guy to speak with. I don't blame him.
1-1. That's lifted out of play. Strike two.
Clyburn saying, oh, gee, huh? Original gangster. Can you tell me more?
How did you get that nickname? Pitch home. That's down low. Two balls, two strikes. Gold today grounded out to shortstop and Arribil Angeles in that first at-bat in the second. 2-2 pitch. Sent back off the top of the netting, and that goes down towards the concourse. Got the home run from Workman, went over the lawn seating out there and the berm in right. Then there's a picnic table area. The pitch roped over the third baseman right into left field. Base hit for Gold. He's around first, but he'll stop there as Bautista was able to get to it quickly. So three straight have now reached in this third inning after two straight outs to open it. Very similar to what we saw, again, last night in the ninth as Lansing was up 4-3. Pedro Santos got the first two outs of the half inning. They needed one more. Then West Michigan went on and five straight reached. Four runs came in. They all of a sudden led. Here's a visit from Don Schulze. He's going to go out there and have a chat with Mitch Myers and the rest of the infield. Let's go back to that Gage Workman home run, though. You go to the berm out in right. Then there's stairs that come down from the concourse to those picnic tables. There's, looks like, five of them out there. And then beyond the picnic tables and the stairs, obviously the concourse, and then the apartments. And if you've never been to Jackson Field, it's a 360 concourse. It's beautifully done. But that ball landed on the concourse out in right field. It was hammered. And to the wall, to the berm there, where it went out, it's 337 feet. So to the wall, 337, then the berm, then the picnic table platform, and then the concourse. An absolute missile from Gage Workman to make this a 4-3 game. Here's Eliezer Alfonso. First pitch down low, ball one.
Workman played in 51 games earlier this year for Double A Erie. Hit seven homers, but Adam, the batting average is 198, so they sent him back here to West Michigan to get his bearings, get things right, get that confidence right. He's right.
He's doing all right. 1-0 pitch. On the ground, over towards third. Diving stop by Josh Wainwright. Looks from his knees, throws to first instead. And no play made as it pops out of Malone's glove. Ball gets away, up to third goes Gold. And they're at first and third. And then a wide turn from Alfonso because nobody is at first base. A lot going on there. It was a great knockdown by Wright. But then he looked to throw to second from his knees. Didn't think he could make the play, so then he tried to go to first. And it would have been a very close play on the one-hop pick if Malone could have held on to it, but he still might not have been out. And then off of that, the ricochet, that's when Gold was able to get to third base. So they're at the corners, and here's Andrew Jenkins, who lines it out to right center field, base hit, and we're tied at four. It's as quick as that. It's as quick as what we saw in the ninth inning, and the 4-0 lead for Lansing has diminished. Four straight hits after the walk. Alfonso at second now, Jenkins at first, and the eighth batter to come to the plate, Isaac Pacheco.
It's the second time through the order. They're barreling.
Pitch home. That's right down the chute, strike one.
Well, that's a problem. It wasn't swung at, but that's not where Mitch Myers wants to put that pitch.
That's got the chances to get barreled itself against a guy that's got 10 home runs this year. 43 knocked in for Pacheco. The pitch on the ground, right back off the mound. Through the middle, it's another base hit. Alfonso coming around third. Perez won't make a throw home, and West Michigan has answered the 4-0 start with 5 runs in the last 2 innings, including 4 here in the third, and they've grabbed a 5-4 advantage. Four straight singles after the home run from Workman. And to Jesse's point, they have been barreled up. So Myers just trying to get out of this half inning and get that final out here. 5 runs on 7 hits for West Michigan and 4 runs on 4 hits for Lansing, all coming in that bottom of the first. 2 on, 2 out, the pitch. Up high, ball one. Josh Crouch popped up to second base in his first at bat. All starting from a walk on 3-2 is how this half inning really got going. The pitch home. It's outside, 2 balls, no strikes. There's a 3-2 walk to Allen. Then on the very next pitch, a home run out to right from Workman. Gold then worked along at bat, got a single. 2-0. Sent foul. Eliezer Alfonso then singled a couple pitches in. Jenkins attacked the first pitch. Pacheco attacked pitch two. The pitch home. On the ground, foul. Ryan Pena just scoops up his left leg there and lets that one roll underneath of it. He's a few feet up the third baseline in front of the coach's box, ready to read on what to do. If there's another base hit, he's got to decide to send Jenkins or not. 5-4 Whitecaps. Feel like they let one get away last night after they got back into it, grabbed the lead a few times late. 2-2 pitch. Up high, 3-2. This would load the bases. Dom Johnson, who led off the inning with that hammered shot out to center field that was caught by Perez against the padded wall out there, could have his second at bat in the inning. 3-2 instead. Mitch Myers spins around to second. Take a closer look at Jenkins. Righty-righty matchup here. Myers against Crouch. Crouch the DH today. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He took something off of it, and he's got his second strikeout, but West Michigan has a massive third inning. They get 5 straight hits, beginning with a 2-run homer. That coming off the walk from Allen. 9-bat, 4-score, and they lead 5-4 as we head to the bottom of the third at Jackson Field.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers,
the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, a massive half inning right there for West Michigan. They get four runs and have their first lead now, 5-4. First pitch in there, strike one, as Wilmer Flores, who pitched just two innings on Tuesday in his rehab outing, now will go a little bit longer today as he faces Colby Holzer in this order for a second time. Next pitch sweeps low and inside. One ball, one strike. So a 5-4 West Michigan lead. They got a run in the second, four in the third after Lansing scored all four theirs in the first. The pitch home. Holzer squares to bunt. Pops it back off the netting. 1-2 on the lefty from Florida. What a night he had. Sent it right back up the middle last night with the bases loaded and one out. And that made it 11-10, a three-run 11th inning. And they got the water dumped on him out there. Ice cubes out in shallow right field. High-fiving after the game, and the crowd loved it. They were never out of it last night. 1-2. Up high, outside. Two balls, two strikes. And it was a long game. It was 4 hours. It was pretty low scoring, too. There wasn't a ton of offensive activity, but that crowd, they were very, very energetic. 2-2, swing and a miss. He gets him there with the slide action. Holzer down on strikes, and the first strikeout for Wilmer Flores, one away.
That was something I really enjoyed, Adam, was the energy of the crowd throughout the game.
I mean, they never let up. Danny Bautista Jr. steps up. First pitch, squares to bunt, puts it in fair play down the third base side. Flores comes off the mound, bare hand, throws to first, and throws wide, and it goes over to the Lansing Lugnuts bullpen. Bautista's around first. It's picked up by Johnson, the right fielder, and he'll throw it back in. So an infield single and then a throwing error on Wilmer Flores, and the Nuts have the tying run in scoring position.
That bunt has been a weapon in Lansing's game throughout this year. You saw Colby Holzer, the batter before, he tried to lay one down. They're seeing where Isaac Pacheco is stationing himself. And because he's not in enough, they're feasting on him.
And Flores not super quick off the mound to get to that. So Lansing, I wonder if they feel like put it in play, make him feel that they got a chance. Good speed, obviously, from Bautista. Here's Colby Thomas from the right side. Pitch home. Ooh, that comes in and plunks him. Was an off-speed pitch that just didn't break back across the plate, but that still doesn't feel good. Back-to-back batters have reached here, and here comes Lansing to try and answer the four runs that West Michigan just got in the third. They've got two on with one out, trailing 5-4. And now it's Brent Malone's turn.
Garrett Burhan just started to warm up in the pen. He's going to need some time.
And Brandon Malone potentially deliver again. Snuck one inside a third for a two-run double last time. Pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Seven home runs. He's knocked in 29 now after driving in both Holzer and Bautista to make it 3-0. He's got Bautista at second, Thomas at first. The 0-1. Down a little bit low on the inner third of the plate. Ball one.
The swing is right for Malone. He told me when he's wrong, you'll tell, because he starts popping up the pitches. Where I'd like to see him come back to where he was is taking pitches like that. Right, his plate discipline is arguably the best on this Lugnuts team.
Flores to 1-1. Down low, and that skips away from Alfonso up to third and second. Go Bautista and Thomas on the wild pitch.
That breaking ball has consistently betrayed Flores. It was a curveball that hit Thomas. This one is too filthy for his catcher, Alfonso. He has dug himself this own hole, his own throwing error, his HBP, his wild pitch.
And now his infield has drawn in for him because runners at second and third, just like they were the last time Brennan Malone was at the plate, and a hitter-friendly 2-1 count. 5-4 Whitecaps, time called by Eliezer Alfonso, the catcher there. Granted to him by Clyburn Rondon. Flores stares in, set from the stretch. Belt high hold, throws. Ooh, and that comes in and gets Brennan Malone as he hops around, feeling that one. Now Eric Fast, athletic trainer, will come out and look at him. The bases are loaded, but that's two back-to-back that have been plunked here. And that was the fastball. That was not the breaking ball that, again, it neither feels good, but oh, the velocity on that thing. And it looked like it got him somewhere on that left hand or left arm.
I do not think that the Whitecaps can get our reliever up quickly enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was Garrett Burhan, right? But he needs time, so it's now Willyander Moreno, who is warming up with urgency, but he just started. So Wilmer Flores has to continue.
Imagine, I'm surprised, Jesse, you haven't seen a visit here. I wonder if they're going to wait until Eric Fast leaves, and then they'll go out there to try and extend things. But yeah, it's the same type of thing that he's just lost his command here. And it's what we saw in that first inning as well. It's good news. Malone is at least okay for now. He's continuing to grip and re-grip and flex that left hand. Nope, nobody coming out here, so Flores is going to try and get through this. Bases loaded. One out, and here's Aribil Angeles. RBI single his first time, back up the middle. The pitch home. Slices it out to center field, drops down, base hit. Bautista scores around third. Thomas, he will stop as the throw one hops its way to the plate. Another RBI single for Aribil Angeles. Lugnuts go station to station. We're tied at five in the third.
As you noted with his first hit, back up the middle, meeting it square.
Well, we had an offensive explosion in the later innings last night, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, and really that's continued today. 5-5 already in the third, 13 combined hits. Pitching coach for West Michigan, Dan Rickaball, is out there now to speak with Flores. And still there's only one out and the bases are full with Thomas, Malone, and Angeles, and Josh Juan Wright, who hit into that double play to Gage Workman at shortstop, is ready to come to the plate.
That double play bailed out Flores in the first inning. Otherwise, he might not have lasted three outs.
It was a pretty well-struck ball by Josh Juan Wright, too. Hit it hard, but it was pretty much right at Workman. So Rickaball is done speaking with Wilmer Flores. Josh Juan, 4-for-11 in this series, has knocked in one, couple strikeouts, one walk, double, and a run scored. He's got Thomas at third, who was hit by a pitch, Malone at second, who was also hit by a pitch, and Angeles at first, who just had that RBI slicing single up the middle. Righty on righty matchup, and the pitch. In there, strike one, it slides on the inner third of the plate. It was close.
I don't blame Josh Juan for taking it.
Open stance for Josh Juan right on the right side. The 0-1. High hopping ball, and that gets through off the tip of Workman's glove. Shortstop into left field. One run scores. Thomas right behind him. He comes in to score. along with Malone, and it's a two-run bounding single from Josh Wainwright, 7-5 Lugnut lead.
That had eyes to sneak its way between Pacheco and Workman. My goodness. That's the last pitch that Flores is throwing today.
You can understand. He had some struggles today. Lansing took advantage. And now they lead 7-5 as we go back and forth in this game. A four-run first for Lansing. A one-run second and a four-run third for West Michigan has now been answered by a three-run bottom of the third for the Lugnuts. And they will indeed go to the pen, as Flores just didn't quite have it today. Great job by the Lugnuts, though, to take advantage of that. So it will be Willyander Moreno that does come in here. You expect Jesse probably finish up this third inning before they go to Burhan, perhaps in the fourth?
That seems like a reasonable guess because he was already starting to get ready before suddenly they realized, no, we need a reliever and we need him as soon as possible.
So curious the way things work. I know it was the second time through the order, but three completely different half innings, two of them, the first and the third. Flores really struggled in the second. It was so quick. Three up, three down. He got a couple of flyouts and a lineout, and that was it. He just struggled in two of the three innings here.
I'll say there's bad luck because he's allowed three hits in this third inning. One was a bunt single. One was a bloop single by Anales to center. And that last one was a bouncing ball on the left side, but it had eyes to see its way between Pacheco and Workman. However, he's also committed his own throwing error. He's tossed a wild pitch. He hit the two batters in a row, so he dug his own grave. And that was it. Lansing's offense buried him.
And it's the same type of swing that we saw from Josh Wainwright in the first inning, where it just happened to be hit right at Workman, and that was turned into a double play. This one hit right in between Workman and Pacheco over on the left side of the infield, and it got through. By the way, Anjeles, in the midst of all that, was able to get to third. So they're at the corners here. Still one out. And the first pitch from Willyander Moreno is down low to C.J. Rodriguez. Ball one. Lansing in front 7-5. 12 runs, 14 hits. We're in the third. The pitch bounced into West Michigan dugout. Wonder why we've been having some long games, these offenses.
Yes. Lansing is the best home offense in the Midwest League.
1-1. Lifted out to shallow right field. Back goes the first baseman Jenkins. In comes the right fielder Johnson. Foul territory. He got his glove on it, but he didn't make the catch. He kicks up a cloud of dirt and just got to the wall over there. Couldn't come up with it. If he did, Lansing would have had a run scored from Anjeles, who was ready to come in at third. Maybe better that he didn't grab that if there's a chance at a double play or perhaps a strikeout. But that one just didn't quite stay in the glove there. 1-2. Down low. Two balls, two strikes. Or you flip it the other way. Can C.J. Rodriguez take advantage of the dropped catch? 2-2. Outside. Three balls, two strikes. No walks in this half inning yet, but two players were plunked, Thomas and Malone, back-to-back. Three runs in for the Nuts. Can they answer all four runs they just gave up? The pitch. Sent deep out to center field in the air. Allen is going back. Still going back, and it's over his head, off the base of the wall. Anjeles comes in to score. Josh Wainwright flying to third. And into second with an RBI double is C.J. Rodriguez. He smashed that baseball. 8-5 Lugnuts.
He nearly overran Josh Wainwright at first base. The two of them were standing side by side.
Brady Allen misread that baseball out there, Jesse. And the Whitecaps, these last couple of days, their outfielders have been playing a little bit more shallow. They've been able to track down some of the baseballs. Allen wasn't in center yesterday, though. It was Seth Stevenson. That one just got over his head. Schofield Sam swings it back off the netting. Strike one, as again, West Michigan has brought their infield in. Second and third, one out. Lansing has indeed answered the four runs in the top half of this third inning from West Michigan with four runs of their own. The pitch on the ground through the right side, base hit. Wright is in to score. RBI single, Schofield Sam, 9-5 Nuts.
This has been exceptional team offense. Earlier this year, Lansing had a ton of firepower on paper and a ton of guys who've been promoted up to AA. But right now, Adam, when we talk about keeping the line moving, this is what we're talking about. Infield drawn in, hit it right through. Get a fly ball deep enough. Work the count. Finding your pitch and then hitting it. And that's what they've done to turn the lineup over.
First pitch to Junior Perez is cued back foul. Strike one. He is the ninth batter to come up in what has been a five-run half inning for the Nuts. You would say, could he deliver a potential knockout punch? But there's so much offense, I don't know if there is a knockout punch. Pitch. That's in at the bottom of the zone, inner third of the plate. Strike two. There's a guy to deliver a big swing, though. Perez, 7-for-24 in this series. He's had a double, a triple, a homer. Knocked in a couple, scored a run, and had a base hit earlier in this game. Also swiped a bag. Runners at the corner, still one out. The 0-2. Hard hit through the hole left side. Rodriguez is in to score. RBI single Perez, and the line keeps moving. The Lugnuts lead 10-5.
It's a hit parade. Sometimes on a Sunday, you wonder, will there be energy? Everybody, following a near four-hour game last night, has brought the energy back again today.
Hit, hit, hooray. 10-5, Nuts. Eight straight have reached for Lansing. The pitch. Fouled off by Colby Halter. This is how this third inning is gone. Colby Halter, who's now at the plate, struck out to open the inning. Then base hit, HBP, HBP, RBI single, two-run single, RBI double, RBI single, RBI single. And still at first and second with one out. The pitch. On the outside corner, strike two. Lansing leads 10-5. 10 total runs have been scored in this third inning. Four by West Michigan, six by Lansing. There are 15 total runs. There are 17 total hits. And there are two combined errors. And we still have the rest of this third inning to complete with only one out. And six more innings to go. Picking up exactly where we left off with the offenses coming to form late in last night's game. Some wild, wild games here to close out the 2023 home schedule for the Lansing Lugnuts.
I think West Michigan is ready to head back to West Michigan because their own ballpark is pitcher-friendly. And here in Lansing, their pitchers have not been greeted in such a friendly manner.
Yeah, at least their pitchers are certainly ready to head back there. I don't know about the hitters.
That's right. The hitters have enjoyed themselves here.
They've done all right.
Tom Johnson, Isaac Pacheco. You can look right around. Gage Workman. They've made themselves at home. Seth Stevenson.
0-2. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. By the way, since Moreno came in for Flores, he's been greeted with an RBI double, RBI single, and another RBI single.
You know, if you're Colby Halter, you don't want to make the first and the second outs of the same inning.
Pressure. 1-2. Kicked back off the netting. I think he's thinking about that right now. Trying not to think about it, but it's got to be in his mind. Danny Bautista waits on deck. He was so good last night, though. He's been locked in at the plate. Has a single already in this game. 1-2. Good take. A little bit up. Perhaps a touch outside as well to the lefty. 2-2.
I was talking to Ron Whitmire about Colby, and he said, simply emphasizing to Colby all of the different ways that he can help out the ball club. And that has settled him down after he was putting pressure on himself.
2-2. Sent up in the air, third base side, and into the seats? Well, when there was pressure last night, he was able to calm his nerves and deliver the winner right back through the middle of the infield to give Lansing the walk-off win, their eighth this year. 2-2 pitch. It's inside and low. Great at-bat right here from the lefty.
Even before that game-winning blow, he had a couple of doubles. And he had a line drive that Seth Stevenson made a diving catch of to end the bottom of the ninth.
He almost won the game twice.
Yeah, he put together solid at-bats all throughout yesterday.
Schofield Sam at second, Perez at first, one out. The pitch. Swinging a tapper foul back towards Bautista. That one might have been ball four, but able to foul it off. It was close. 10-5 Lugnuts in the bottom of the third. They have put a six spot up. The pitch home. That's fouled back out of play.
Are you looking for the most runs scored by Lansing in any inning?
Yes, I am. I need to go to the back, don't I? Here's a 3-2 pitch. On the outside corner, called strike three. So he is the first and second out of this lengthy third inning. Strikeout swinging, this a strikeout looking.
Twice this year, Lansing has scored seven runs in a half inning.
I see that.
By the way, scoring six runs here in the bottom of the third, they have now scored 83 runs in the bottom of the third this year. That tops all other innings.
Pitch, outside, ball one. That would make sense because that's typically when the order is coming up for a second time. 10-5 Nuts in the third. Do they have anything left? Danny Bautista trying to deliver. He's got a walk and a base hit and a run scored. The pitch, that's outside. 2-0, should say two runs scored. It's the third run in the first inning and the fifth run in the third inning. And we are still in that third inning.
A 10-run inning so far.
The pitch home. That's in there, strike one. Ten runs on 10 hits for the Nuts. What an offensive explosion so far.
Can you imagine if a batter dropped down two bunt singles in the same inning? Pacheco's still deep.
2-1. Sent back off the net. The other thing, too, Lansing's doing this. They're not hitting home runs. They're doing it in other ways and still producing. And last night they scored 11 runs. They didn't have a long ball last night. And so far, 10 runs today. No long balls today either. Still doing what you need to do. Getting on base, moving them over. 2-2, sent out to shallow right field. Gold is going back. It's over his head, and it drops down for a base hit. Schofield Sam comes in to score. A bloop RBI single for Bautista. 11-5 Nuts. Gold didn't know where it was. I think he thought that Johnson was coming, too, because he almost kind of stopped. He may have lost it in the sun as well. He's got sunglasses on, but kind of gave up on it. Would have been a tough play. Just a perfect bloop shot. And the inning continues. Perez gets to third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one to Colby Thomas. And so for a third time this year, Lansing has scored seven runs in an inning.
This is the guy that could supply you that home run.
The 0-1. Fouled off right there at the plate. No balls, two strikes. And could supply you with the largest half inning of the season if he can deliver with Perez at third. Bautista is at first. 0-2 count, though. The pitch. Hard hit down the left field line. That ball is, ooh, chalk kicked up. It was very close. Foul ball. That looked like it was right there on the chalk. It was deep left field.
You know the French Open in tennis where they check the mark?
The Hawkeye.
Up to go right down into that left corner. Well, see if you could find the mark where that ball touched.
I think it says a lot. No argument from Craig Conklin, who's got a great view of that. Pitch home. Sent deep out to right field. Back goes Johnson, and that ball's gone! an exclamation point on a massive half inning. It's a 10-run third. Five Lugnuts on an oppo shot from Colby Thomas. Wow, Lansing has knocked out, it looks like, Willyander Moreno as well, as here comes Brian Pena. The last time that Lansing scored 10 or more runs in an inning, you have to go back to April of 2018 at Fort Wayne. They scored 11 runs in the top of the seventh in that game. Here in the third, 10 runs against West Michigan to blow this thing open. It's 14-5. And the man to my right said, the one guy that could get you that home run if it came would be Colby Thomas. And you, sir, were right. A Colby Jack indeed.
Even on strike one, even on strike two, it's an 0-2 count, and he was taking such confident swings against Willyander Moreno. Moreno tried to come in, lasered it up the left field line, and barely missed, a foul ball deeper to the corner. So Moreno worked him away, and Colby Thomas drilled it 412 feet.
Lansing almost like they felt disrespected that West Michigan would come back and think that they were going to take the lead and erase that four-run deficit so quick, because Lansing has answered with a 10-run bottom of the fourth. Wow. Largest half inning of the year for the Nuts. And again, before we get to Garrett Burhan, Eric Pinales is trying to come in and get the final out as he warms up.
One run away from tying the franchise record for most runs in an inning.
What a game.
It's the bottom of the third.
It's the third inning.
Two touchdowns for the Lugnuts.
Unreal. 14-5 on 12 hits. There was a point in this half inning where eight straight reached for the Lansing Lugnuts. The only two outs in this inning, a tough one for Colby Halter, are two of his strikeouts. He led off with a swinging strikeout. He, three batters ago, struck out looking. Here's Brennan Malone with the bases clear. Ready on ready, the pitch. Malone takes it, outer edge, strike one.
This is already the most runs scored in the game for Lansing in 2023.
Remarkable. The pitch home. Popped up right field. Johnson coming over, loses his cap, foul territory, jumping, makes the catch. As he runs into the wall there and kind of bounces off of it. And the Nuts are finally done offensively here in this lengthy third inning. They get a lot of runs, 10 of them, in fact. And they do so on eight hits, a home run. They're two extra base hits, home run and the double from C.J. Rodriguez. 14-5, biggest half inning of the year. Lansing up by nine.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's OK. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen.
voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We know the trivia question today won't be how many runs are the most that Lansing has scored in a half inning this year. The first pitch, that's in there, a little bit high, ball one, as that comes to Dom Johnson, because Lansing just accomplished it, a 10-run third inning, and now we're off to the fourth. If you're just joining us, well, you've missed quite a bit. Pitch home. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Two balls, no strikes. Lansing brings 13 batters to the plate. They scored 10 runs on 8 hits. There was one West Michigan error. And after the 3-run shot from Brendan Malone, the bases were clear, so nobody left the board. The pitch, that's in there. Inside corner, strike one. So it's Mitch Myers that comes out. Lansing gave him a 4-0 lead in the first. West Michigan got back, made it 5-4. Pitch. Off the end of the bat, bouncing over towards second. Halter to his left, underhand glove flip. Malone has got it in time for the out. Great play by Halter on the 4-3 put out. So well done by Halter. Only had the option to flip with his glove. But anyway, a 4-run lead gone. 5-4. Mitch Myers now has a 9-run lead. Back to the top of the order, and Austin Murr here. Lugnuts on fire offensively today. Pitch home. And shoots in, strike one. 12 hits for the Nuts. West Michigan, good offense, though, in the last two innings. 5 runs on 7 hits. The pitch. Up high, 1-1. And this all coming after an 11-10 game yesterday. The pitch home, bouncing ball foul, first base side. So when we tell you that Jackson Field is an offensive-friendly park, we hope you understand what we're trying to tell you over these last couple of days. I mean, goodness, 21 runs yesterday, 19 more today. Pitch, that's outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. We have had 40 total runs in the last 15 innings. Pitch. And sent back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. I should say 14 innings, this being the 15th after we played 11 last night. So 40 runs in 14 innings between the two teams. Pitch home. This is lifted deep right field and going foul as it heads over towards Paramount Coffee. It lands in their parking lot across the street. That ball was launched. We're a fly out and a ground out today. This pitch sent foul the other way as it goes up towards the suite level. West Michigan had a 9-batter third inning where they scored their 4 runs, but does not compare to Lansing's 13-batter, 10-run half inning we just saw to answer that inning in the bottom of the third. Sent back off the netting again. Good battle here. Righty Mitch Myers set from the diagonal stretch. Throws home. Fouled off again. Good battle from the lefty, Austin Murr. 6'2", 220 pounds, sixth rounder in 2021 is Murr. Pitch, in on the hands, jam lob shot to second. Caught by Halter, and after all of that, 10 pitches later, 2 outs. Both have come to Kobe Halter here in this fourth inning. That'll really quell the momentum or any chance of a comeback attempt two here if you can get a 1-2-3 inning right after you get those 10 runs. The pitch home, swing and a miss from Brady Allen, but this is when it happened in the third. Dom Johnson, flied out. Next pitch. Just a little bit up. Then Murr grounded out, and then came West Michigan with six straight reaching and four runs scored. 1-1. Popped up. Doesn't look like it'll happen this time. Halter is going back from his second base position. In, though, comes the right fielder, Thomas, bending down, losing his cap, makes the catch. And that will do it. So a 1-2-3 top of the fourth against Mitch Myers. Last of the fourth is next. Trivia time coming up. Lansing leads 14-5 at Jackson Field.
What's up? This is Will.i.am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
What a game so far, Lansing leading 14-5, and now the second pitcher we are expected to see is the fourth pitcher that comes out for West Michigan. It's Garrett Burhan. The righty throws home, and the right-hander at the plate, Aribe Alanales, takes strike one. They were expecting to go Flores and then Burhan, but they had to go to Moreno and Pinales in between. 0-1 pitch. Golfed out to left center field, that falling up the gap, and it's down and heading towards the Miller Lite sign in the wall. Cut off just in front of it, but Angeles trots into second. He's got a three-hit afternoon on the double. Lansing just continues to hit the baseball. 13 hits now for the Lugnuts. Bautista Jr. has reached three times, two hits and a walk. Angeles has now reached three times. And multiple players have a couple of hits and have reached a couple of times. Now here comes Josh Wainwright. He's one for two. He's knocked in a couple. A pitch home. Line drive out to center field. Base hit. Over to his right is Alan Angeles. Gets the wave. He's in to score. Third run driven in for Josh Wainwright. 15-5 Nuts. This is remarkable. On the final day of the regular season, at home for the Nuts, they are making it as memorable as they can. First pitch to CJ Rodriguez. Slides in, inner third, strike one. So first two faced by Burhan, and it doesn't seem to matter who West Michigan throws out there. Lansing is just ready to go today at the plate. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good change of pace. No balls, two strikes on Rodriguez. 15-5 Nuts. Somehow they didn't score in the second inning, but four runs in the first, 10 in the third, now one here in the fourth. O2 pitch. Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards third. Charging Pacheco, sets, throws to first, up the line, and it was snatched just before Rodriguez got there by Jenkins. One down. Wright able to advance up to second. All right, so the trivia question this afternoon, as we mentioned, this is the final home game of 2023, so I will not be on the road with Jesse this next week. So I'd like to ask this one at the end of the year, Jesse. Of the 29 active players on the opening day roster for the Lugnuts this year, pitch home, that's outside, TJ Schofield Sam. How many of those 29 active players back in April on that first roster are still on this current Lansing Lugnuts roster today? One oh pitch to the lefty. Swing and a miss, strike one.
I can tell you that there have been a lot of promotions to Midland.
There have. So take your best guess of the 29 active players on the initial opening day roster. How many are still on that roster for the Nuts today on September 3rd? 1-1. Swing and it's fouled back. One ball, two strikes. You can tweet at us, at Adam Jaxa or at Jay Goldstrass, or go ahead and just email in jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. We'll get that one answered for you later. We've seen guys elevated in these last year all the way up to the big leagues. This season specifically, we've seen a ton head down to Midland, Texas, AA affiliate of the Athletics. 1-2 pitch. Kicked back off the netting. Remains 1-2. Oh, the way they're swinging it today, Midland might want to take a couple more of these guys right now.
The AA season does go 1 week longer, and Midland is fighting it out for a playoff berth.
There you go.
So is Las Vegas at the AAA level.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased it outside. There's two outs.
It's interesting to me. Stockton and Lansing, single A, high A, end their season the same time. Double A, 1 week longer. Triple A, couple of weeks longer.
Stagger.
Yeah, but why not stagger Stockton and Lansing, too?
Is that, do you think, to try and give those guys opportunities to go up there? I don't know.
Makes sense, but wouldn't you have Stockton a week shorter than Lansing?
Yeah, and you think you'd stagger them all. Here's exactly. Junior Perez from the right side. Pitch home. Turns his shoulder. It's a little bit inside. This is a big at-bat here because with the 13 batters from the third, you had to have them bleed over to the fourth. So now Perez is the last batter that is in the scorecard in the fourth inning.
So you gambled, did you?
The 1-0 pitch. That's inside, 2-0. Well, this is how I always do it. If there's players that bat for a second time in an inning, I just put them in the next half inning in hopes that that next half inning will, well, won't see a massive half inning, but if Perez reaches, Colby Halter will then have to be put in the fifth inning box because he batted twice in the fourth inning.
I chose not to gamble. I backed everything up column by column, and I started scratching out the numbers, wrote in fourth inning for the fifth inning for the sixth inning, etc.
I guess I could do that. I have 16 innings that I've only had to go 16 innings once before on this score sheet. It was a Central Michigan victory at that in 16. 2-0. It slides in down low. Perez is looking like he's going to extend this half inning. He's had a great day at the plate. Single in the first. Came in to score after a stolen base. Then an RBI single and a run scored in the third. He's got Josh Vaughn Wright at second. 15-5 Lugnuts in the fourth. Ready on righty. Burhan ready, the 3-0. Oh, Perez stepped out there on that pitch, and it's in there, strike one. Just taken all the way.
That was a red light.
It was an extra red light. Like two red lights to match his pair of shoes he's got on.
Red light like when you're at the train tracks.
Yeah. Stay back. You're going to be there for a second. 3-1. On the ground foul, 3-2. Now this is getting interesting.
How will Adam's scorebook fare?
I know everybody wants to know.
Lansing has just not given away at bats in this game.
No, this has been fun to watch. Their offense churning on all cylinders. 3-2 pitch. Foul ball again.
Is this the right time for me to say that for every run scored today in minor league baseball, $15 will be donated to the American Cancer Society? It's the Hope at Bat campaign. What a great day for Lansing to explode like this.
Yeah, I think that was the perfect time. 3-2 pitch. Another foul ball back off the netting. Great day for Lansing to go off. Lansing has had one game where they've scored 12-plus runs. I'm guessing this is their highest run total of the year.
It is.
3-2 pitch. On the ground, bounce foul, third base side.
Back on June 6th at South Bend.
13.
Won 13-9. Scored 7 runs in the first inning in that game. South Bend then came right back and wiped out that 7-0 lead, and the roller coaster was on.
So it's the highest run total they've had all year, the highest run total they've had at home. Up 15-5 in the fourth. And another 3-2 pitch coming. Swing and fouled off. So we will get pitch number 10 coming up to Perez. What a battle. West Michigan's got to just be thinking, come on. You've already scored 15 on 14 hits. Just put one in play and let us know our fate. Burhan will try again. 3-2. Inside ball 4, and number 4 keeps the inning alive, heads to first base. Great at bat by Junior Perez.
He is finishing this year strong. It's going to be fascinating to see how he starts next year.
It really is. Can't imagine he is going to be a Lansing lugnut.
No. Midland Rockhound outfielder.
Yep. He has been tremendous, and we will continue, we both believe, to see him ascend up the ladder and get up there with the Athletics. Here's Colby Holzer. The pitch home. It's on the outside corner. Strike one. So Holzer had two tough at-bats in that third inning. Both were strikeouts, one swinging, the other looking. No, he'd like to bounce back. First and second, two outs. The 0-1. Popped up left side of the diamond and into the seats.
Ooh.
0-2. Close there, but it looked like it hit the empty chair back row right there. A lot of the, I was going to say, yeah, this is different than what you normally see, where there's more seats open towards the field because that's where the sun is. So all the fans are sitting back in the shade. 0-2. It's down low. One ball, two strikes. There's the shade coming from the suite level that wraps around behind home plate, and that's where a lot of the fans are sitting on each side, both right underneath of us, and then to the left as well.
Love the woman who moved her popcorn, and the ball landed right to her left, and then she put her popcorn right back.
Easy as that. When you're sitting for so long in the sun or just out in the hot weather, you're not typically going to move at a high rate. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. A tough day here for Colby Holzer after he had that base hit in the first. He has now struck out 3 times in a row. But Lansing adds another one. They are up 15-5. A lot has happened since the last time Jesse Goldberg-Strasser was on play-by-play, but he will be back in the fifth inning.
4-1, my goodness.
And now it's a 10-run lug lead.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you.
For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Myers back to the hill, 15-5 Lugnuts. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Top of the fourth inning for the Whitecaps. I should say the top of the fifth inning for the Whitecaps, and it's going to begin with Gage Workman. The righty Myers fires. The first pitch is up and away, ball one. Well, well, well. 15 runs of support from Myers. Lets it fly. Workman grounds it foul right side. One ball and one strike. Workman called Alfonso. Gage Workman takes the ball up and inside. Workman today is 1-for-2. Struck out in the first inning. And hit a 2-run homer in the third. A 4-run rally there. The pitch, swinging a foul tip, hung on to by catcher Rodriguez. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That 4-run rally for the Whitecaps in the top of the third inning gave them the lead. Lansing had scored 4 runs in the bottom of the first, only to see the Whitecaps score 1 in the second, 4 in the third, and go up 5-4. And since then, 11 unanswered for the hometown squad. Here's the pitch. Line foul, left side, off into the netting above the Kona ice truck. I think that ball might have crossed Cedar Street. 2-2. Here's the pitch. And that's grounded past Myers. Off of second base. Bounces to the right of Anales. Quickly picked up by the second baseman Halter. Workman reaches. Gage Workman could not have put that ball into a better spot right up the middle. And right off the keystone. Leadoff single. His second hit of the game. Now the batter's Luke Gold. So for West Michigan, 1 batter into the fifth inning, 5 runs, 8 hits. You love it until you look down and you see that Lansing is 15 runs on 14 hits. Gold is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Here's the pitch to him. He pops it foul to the right side. Strike one. No action in either pen. Sun shining down, wind blowing left to right. Myers checks on the runner, Workman back in. Here's the pitch. Hit off the hands out to center field, measured by Perez. He waits, maybe a couple of steps to his left for the catch. There's one out. Earlier today, I was out on the concourse because today is Accessibility Day here in Lansing, Michigan. I'm working with Disability Rights Michigan. Lugnuts partnering up with DRM. Awareness about the need for full inclusion, so sign language interpreter for the national anthem, our pregame show, and more. Chopper on the right side, Eliezer Alfonso has the base hit. Workman takes the turnaround second, puts on the brakes. Kobe Thomas was ready. Instead, Thomas gets it into shortstop, and a single for Alfonso. 2-1, one out. Whitecaps down 15-5, and bring up Andrew Jenkins. I thought that was good. Adam, for us to have our on-field pregame show, to have it interpreted on the field right next to us. Same thing for Cristiano with Oliver in between inning games. We're working with the executive director, Michelle Roberts, Rachel Huddleston in charge of communications, her and Amanda Rich in charge of Lansing Lugnuts marketing, speaking to the media before today. Here's the pitch to Jenkins. Up and inside, ball one. And this is for everyone. just like Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, is for everyone. So there's ASL interpreters, there's menus in Braille, there's sensory kits, there's a quiet room here. The pitch, Jenkins fouls it off over the screen. One ball and one strike. There are a ton of different groups in attendance. Michigan Alliance for Families, .go, giving access to vaccines, Best Buddies, opportunities for one-on-one friendships and more, Self-Advocates of Michigan. The Bureau of Elections is here. There's a foul up and out of play off to the right side. The Autism Alliance of Michigan. We first planned, Adam, to hold Accessibility Day last year in the home finale. You remember what happened?
We got rained out.
We got rained out. Today, no rain. Well, it's been raining runs. 15-5 Lugnuts. So really great to partner up with Disability Rights Michigan today. Jenkins stays away from the high fastball. And it's 2-2. I think you know that my first job coming out of college was not working in baseball, but was broadcasting musical theater, fine arts, for people who are visually impaired, describing for them what they could not see. So you'd go to a play, you'd go to a musical, you'd get your earphones that you would put on, and there would be my voice describing the people who would walk out on stage. And then I'd quickly have to be quiet because then the folks on stage needed to sing or they needed to talk. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Line foul right side. I learned all about audio description, all sorts of different ways that people can be supported and empowered. And I think, here's a key word, welcomed.
And as you said, everybody is welcome at the Lansing Lugnuts.
Yes. Well, the field being below street level makes it highly accessible. There are no huge stairs that you have to climb to work your way up. Two balls, two strikes on Jenkins. 2-1, one out. Myers delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him. Mitch Myers strikes out Jenkins for out number two. Third strike out for Myers. And the Lansing pen, action, as Myers looks to finish five.
Put him in line for the win. Which you thought at the beginning of the day looked to be no problem with them scoring four in the first, but then West Michigan, their offense came out, running the second, and those four runs in the third.
Got dicey in that third inning, but he got out of it. Myers to Isaac Pacheco. Flied foul, left side, strike one. And then the big fourth for Myers to immediately come to the mound and fire a 1-2-3 inning right after Lansing's offense had scored 10. That's a shutdown inning. Pacheco is 1-for-2 with an RBI single his last time. Workman at second, Alfonso at first. 15-5 Nuts. Pacheco takes the ball outside.
Last two Sundays at home, the Nuts have scored 10-plus. 10-7 game against the Loons to take that series, and now they're putting up 15 today with 14 hits.
This offense, man.
Mm-hmm.
This offense at home. You know I love saying home cooking. Pacheco went around too far on the off-speed down. Strike two.
And again, this is no slouch that they're playing. This is the best offense, arguably, when you're looking, depending on what metrics, in the Midwest League that they're facing.
Right. Well, let's say the Whitecaps were to lose today. I'd say that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Coming up at 6.05 p.m., Fort Wayne hosts South Bend. And the Tin Caps would begin that game tied for first in the East Division. If they won, they would pass West Michigan. They'd lost, they'd go back to second. Here's the pitch. Inside. Two balls, two strikes, and Pacheco.
What are the Tin Caps going to be doing for the Lugnuts, you know, if Lansing pulls this one out today, too, and gets them two wins?
Apple dumplings?
I think so.
Little apple wonton action?
Yeah.
Hook us up with the apple cart there. Little a la mode. Here's the pitch. Line drive out to right center field. That baseball is down, and it goes all the way to the wall in Triples Alley. In comes Workman. Alfonso scores. To third base, Pacheco. The throw-in is late. It's a two-run triple for a second consecutive game. Looking very much like his two-run triple that he launched out yesterday. Isaac Pacheco a day ago had a two-run triple in the top of the ninth inning. and at the time, it made it 7-4 Whitecaps. Here once again, he gives the Whitecaps their 6th and 7th runs of the game. They're down 15-7.
And again, there's very much a chance that this game is not over with how capable West Michigan's offense is. I mean, these two clubs have been swinging it well this week, so you just don't feel any lead is safe.
Do you realize that these have been the first two triples of the year for Pacheco as the pitching coach Schulze visits?
This is a place that supplies him, as we know.
That is called Triples Alley for a reason. It is cavernous out there. There are some teams that will dedicate their center fielders to just protecting Triples Alley, whether it's a right-handed or left-handed batter. So for Mitch Myers, right now he's at 4 2/3 innings, 10 hits and 7 runs. He has walked 1, he has struck out 3. He's looking for the final out of this 5th as he takes on the number 8 hitter Josh Crouch. Oh, by the way, Crouch yesterday, 2 different run-scoring singles, plus a home run. Today against Myers, he's popped out and struck out. Righty deals to righty. Ground ball, weakly hit down toward third, fielded by Wright. Throws across, out number 3, side retired. 2 singles, and then the 2-out triple by Pacheco, left at third base. Halfway to the house, Lugnuts 15, Whitecaps 7.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
The bottom of the 5th inning in a 15-7 Lansing Lugnuts game. Lugnuts leading the West Michigan Whitecaps. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. The Lugnuts will bring up 3, 4, and 5 in Batista Jr., Thomas, and Malone. Hello to the minor league nut. Hello, Mike Nutter. El Jefe for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps checking in. And Adam, he has an offer for us.
Uh-oh, I love this.
Garrett Burahan, the Ohio State Buckeye, deals to Danny Batista Jr., righty to righty. Starts him off with a fastball for a called strike. We had just talked about in the top half of this inning, let's say the Lugnuts were to beat West Michigan, not far-fetched, up by 8 right now. Burahan deals. A fastball, served down the right side, but foul. Strike 2. We had said, well, this would then potentially propel Fort Wayne into first place in the division. All they have to do is win later on today, starting up at 6:05 against South Bend. So, Fort Wayne, an 0-2. Line drive, that too pushed foul beyond the Lansing pen. We were naming different things that potentially could be given to Lansing to show gratitude.
Pulled up the address, 505 East Michigan Ave, Lansing, Michigan, send it over.
Mike's responded. Danny does not chase a fastball high. Responding, free apple tarts and apple crisp, caramel and a la mode on me.
Yes.
Hello, Parkview Field. Danny Batista Jr. loops it out to right field. In comes Dom Johnson, runs it down. Every single time Dom hits the sprint, the cap left behind. Batista Jr. is at number 1.
Jesse, I missed the trip to Fort Wayne this year, but man, the apple dumpling and vanilla ice cream. Oh, that is, that's one of the best desserts in this league. Got some good ones there on the apple cart at Parkview Field.
Here's Colby Thomas. Thomas lines the first pitch foul, way off to the right side. One out with the bases clear in the last of the fifth. If you missed it in the early going, Lugnut scored 4 in the first and 10 in the third, added one more in the fourth. Here's the pitch. That's inside. Not one run on the bottom of the fourth. That was like the cherry on top. But West Michigan's offense not going away. 2 runs in the top half of this inning on a Pacheco triple. Garrett Burhan offers. Thomas swings and misses. Colby in the first inning, an RBI ground out. He was easing in because in the third inning, hit by a pitch, scored a run, capped off the rally with a 3-run homer. Colby Jack. The deal. Bouncer foul off the instep.
And John Nolan, the voice of the Tin Caps, was eagerly awaiting what happened in last night's game so he could post his final article on how far the Tin Caps were back heading into today. And paying attention, seeing what's going on.
Thomas takes a fastball up and inside. Number 4 hitter in the order with Brennan Malone on deck. 1 out, nobody on. John, Mike Maz, Derek Decker, the whole crew. You know I love the production staff.
Mm-hmm.
Gotten to know them for years. Break even. Broken bat line drive out to left center field. That is caught by the diving Brady Allen. Allen laying out in center and taking away extra bases from Thomas, who only realizes after he stopped at second. 2 outs in the fifth inning and start on your scorecard.
Well, that's back-to-back days in center field. West Michigan has made some tremendous catches. I mean, Brady Allen right there is fully extended, coming forward to make that grab. Last night, it was Seth Stevenson that saved the game in the ninth inning and took away a base hit that would have won it from Colby Halter.
Brennan Malone now takes ball 1 from Burhan. So we've talked about the offense we've seen. We've seen the flashing of the leather. Burhan looks for a perfect bottom of the fifth inning. Fastball lifted out to right field. Back goes Johnson. Back he goes. Jumping up at the wall to make the catch. A couple of web gems in a row end the fifth inning for West Michigan. And we are off to the sixth. 15-7, Lansing leading the Whitecaps.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Mitch Myers is done after 5 innings. Entering the 6th, the Lugnuts call to the bullpen and bring in the Arkansas Razorback Mark Adamiak.
Woo pig!
Adamiak will take on Johnson, Murr, and Allen. 9-1 and 2 in the Whitecaps order. First up, the K-State Jayhawk, Dom Johnson. Figures he should come up here. He just ended the bottom of the 5th inning with a leaping catch at the wall on a Malone drive. Lugnuts 15, Whitecaps 7. Righty to righty. Down and away, ball 1. He's Adam Jaxa. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Go ahead.
I was going to say, they all lift their arms up in the air, Jesse.
Here's the pitch. Inside. 2 balls and no strikes.
went to an Arkansas-Auburn game back when I was interning down in the Southern League, and I lost my voice about 3 minutes into the first quarter.
Sometimes Eric Musselman takes his shirt off and does it.
That's too high. And Adami Heck is behind Johnson, 3 balls and 0 strikes.
Sometimes he does that standing on the scores table after big wins with his shirt off and does it.
There's the pitch to Johnson. That's right in there for a called strike.
The production room is looking at me going, who's Eric Musselman? How do you not know Eric, our guy, Arkansas men's basketball coach? Legend down there.
Catch up.
And mustard's good, too.
9-1-2 batters for the Whitecaps, down by 8 runs. Adamiak's 3-1 pitch. Hit high in the air, out to right field. Colby Thomas shields his eyes, loses his caps, and yields to Junior Perez for the catch. At number one. Now Austin Murr, top of the order. 0 for 3 today. A flyout, a ground out, and a line out. Coming up starting on Tuesday, Lansing plays at Lake County. Meanwhile, these West Michigan Whitecaps return home and host the Great Lakes Loons. Adamiak deals. Down low, ball one to Austin Murr. I like that all the Eastern Division teams are keeping it in the division for the final week of the year.
Got to do that.
Fort Wayne at Dayton. Here's the 1-0. Strike called across the outside corner. Fastball, cutter, slider for Adamiak, just joining Lansing. Only his third appearance in the Midwest League.
Imagine if we had relegation like the Premier League.
Well, I don't know how that could work possibly in minor league baseball. A 1-1, grounded foul right side, here to the dugout. I've heard people propose it before. How, when all the players are part of the same organization? Mm. So really, if a major league team wanted, it could stack whatever team it chose. Like, the Minnesota Twins have looked at Cedar Rapids, and they've said, we want the Colonels to do great this year. They've been loaded this season. Pitch down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
You want to change your big league team for a year and promote your AAA team? I don't know. Wouldn't really work.
There have been occasions in the past where a AAA team has beaten the big league team in a spring training game, preseason game. Swing and a miss by Austin Murr. Adamiak strikes him out. 2 gone, top of the 6th inning. You can imagine how the fans react to that.
Their hope's gone before the season even starts.
On the bright side, we've got good prospects. Here's Brady Allen, 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Two outs, nobody on. Adamiak looks for the perfect frame. High fly to right. Colby Thomas once again battling that sky and the sun. Thomas makes the catch. He put up that left gloved hand the entire way, and that helped him out. So Adamiak goes 1-2-3 through the 9-1-2 batters. And we're through 5.5 from Lansing, Michigan. 15-7, the Lugnuts on top of the West Michigan Whitecaps.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
15-7, Lugnuts to the last of the sixth inning. Garrett Burhan remains on the mound for West Michigan. They planned for him to be the bolt guy. They did not plan for him to take over, with the Whitecaps down by a ton. Burhan first entered in the bottom of the fourth inning, allowed a run on two hits, the first two batters that he faced. Here was the first batter that he faced. And Aribe Alanale serves the first pitch. Over short, a jumping workman can't get it. It's a base hit to left. Murr lobs into second base. Leadoff single, Aribe Alanale. Now 4-for-4 today. And he had doubled opening up the fourth inning against Burhan. And then Josh Wainwright singled him in. That provided the 15th and most recent Lugnuts run. So here's Josh Wainwright. 2-for-3 with a two-run single and an RBI single. 15-7 Lansing. Righty-righty. Burhan deals. High pop-up on the left side. Third baseman Pacheco in foul ground near the coach's box. Squeezes. One down. I was wondering, Adam, if this would be the case. In terms of, it's a 15-7 game, so how often would we see batters swinging immediately? What we had seen, though, was batters for both teams working the count. Junior Perez with that 11-pitch at-bat to draw the walk. C.J. Rodriguez. Righty deals to righty. He swings and misses. Strike one.
Got to think your confidence grows when you see everybody having good at-bats, having good results. It's going to keep you motivated throughout the game, thinking I can go get more than what I've already gotten.
The Ohio State Buckeye deals. Strike called to the Vandy Commodore. Garrett Burhan, fastball, changeup, slider. After allowing a run in the fourth inning, pitched a perfect fifth. And now here he is in the sixth. Anales at first, one out. He delivers. Check swing, bounced in. Anales started for second, holds up. They appeal, denied. One ball and two strikes on Rodriguez. Ten runs in the bottom of the third inning for the Lugnuts to turn this one around.
Just going to ask, you remember that 10-run half inning?
I did not forget. Burhan to Rodriguez. Instead of pickoff throw, Anales back in standing. Four in the first for the Lugnuts. Next five went to West Michigan. One in the second, four in the third. And then the next 11 to the Lugnuts. 10 in the third, one in the fourth. Up 15-7 right now. And this after yesterday having to rally in the bottom of the ninth, the bottom of the 10th, and the 11th. Rodriguez lines one foul down the right side, off to the bleachers. Stays 1-2. If you missed it yesterday, we were calling it the game of the year immediately, and I think that still stands up. The Lugnuts were leading 4-3 with two outs and nobody on in the top of the ninth inning, and the Whitecaps rallied for four runs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez is gone. Burhan's third strikeout, two down.
I mean, we should really check in with all the other teams, get their game of the year and compare. I would think that that game right there is probably top three or top five in the league for game of the year in the Midwest League this season.
You see that. But if you look back on last week and look what Peoria did to the same West Michigan bullpen, the Whitecaps had said that had happened too much. Line drive up the middle. That's a base hit to center field for TJ Schofield Sam. Anales checks into second. Schofield Sam is 2-for-3 today with a couple of singles. 2-1, 2-out. On the top of the order now in Junior Perez.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job at the bottom of the order. Lansing got that yesterday. Good bottom of the order production. Saw it with Kobe Halter out of the 7th spot. Anales a couple of hits, hitting 6th. It was Josh Wainwright that came in for the pinch hit. Fly out, brought in a run. So they've showed their depth in this lineup. Then you got to go back through the top eventually too, which is not easy.
Anales at second, Schofield Sam at first, two outs. 15-7 Lansing, righty to righty. Junior Perez swings and misses. Strike one, Burhan slider away. Dan Hasty, the voice of the Whitecaps, told me something after yesterday's game that I'm going to paraphrase from memory. I believe he said it was the third time this season that the Whitecaps had scored at least four runs in the ninth inning and lost. These have been some tough days for the West Michigan bullpen in support of a very powerful offense. Junior Perez is 2-for-3 with a walk. Berenzo one, swing and a miss, strike two. Carbon copy of the one before it. That is a frustrating team for a thing. When you, it's a frustrating thing for a team when you just can't lock down those last three outs. Hardest outs to get, right?
And Lansing was feeling that same way in the top of the ninth yesterday.
Yes. Perez takes a ball low. That each team had two outs and nobody on in the top of the ninth and then again in the bottom of the ninth. Lugnuts a one-run lead. West Michigan a three-run lead. And neither one could secure it until the Lugnuts walked off in the 11th.
Remember on Wednesday night, West Michigan scored three in the ninth to steal that game and win 5-3. They were down 3-2.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss by Perez. Straight change strikes him out and ends the sixth inning. Two singles stranded. Adam, you get the call as we go to the seventh inning. You ready?
Let's do it.
15-7, Lansing on top of West Michigan from Jackson Field.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Six down, 3 to go here as we bring you back to Jackson Field. Lansing leading 15-7. It's been a wild one today after a wild one last night. Lansing trying to win both of the wild weekend affairs that we've had to close out the 2023 home Lugnuts schedule. Gage Workman, Luke Gold, and Eliezer Alfonso, heart of the order coming up 3, 4, and 5 against Mark Adamiak, the righty out of Arkansas. Ready lefty, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Gage Workman, the left-hander, has had some good swings in this series and a massive swing earlier today. Two-run shot in the third, single in the fifth. 2-for-3. A one. That's down low. One ball, one strike.
Can we discuss the nickname for Mr. Adamiak for this weekend?
Now, what do we got? I haven't seen it.
So it's Funky Bunch.
Okay. 1-1. Up high, two balls and a strike.
There are some nicknames that I don't know until I ask the guy, like Calvo for Brock Whittlesey. It means bald in Spanish. but Marky Mark, Mark Adamiak, I can guess Funky Bunch.
A 2-1 is a bouncing ball, foul. Two balls, two strikes. Mark Wahlberg, huh?
That's right. Before your time. Not before Mark Adamiak's time, clearly.
No. He had the great hit. I was thinking Brady Bunch. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Chase that one outside. Funky Bunch has himself a second strikeout.
I think Brady Allen gets Brady Bunch references a ton.
Yeah, I would bet. Luke Gold coming up here. He's 1-for-3 today. 15-7, Lugnuts leading. We're in the seventh. Hard to believe it is the last home game of 2023. It's so weird when we get to the end of the year. The pitch, it's down low. One ball, no strikes. Baseball, that familiar game that's there every day except Mondays. That's the off day. And April through September. 1-0 pitch. Line drive out to left center field and down for a base hit. Perez over to his right to pick it up. And a long turn for goal. He'll hold up, though. Perez has got a good arm, winged it in there quickly. One on, one out in the seventh. Second hit today for Gold.
It's a 15-7 game, so Gold isn't going to chance it. But I love that play by Junior Perez, who had to go an awful long way to get to the left center gap and then fire it in strong and accurate to second. When I see that ball off the bat, line drive into deep left center, I'm thinking double.
Mm-hmm. First pitch, Aliester Alfonso tattoos this ball high out to right field. Thomas is going back, and he'll watch it fly. Another hammered baseball by a whitecap. Eighth home run for Alfonso, and that makes it 15-9. As that one goes 410 feet. Some long home runs today for West Michigan.
And Aliester Alfonso is having himself a game.
He's a triple short of the cycle. Wouldn't that be something? West Michigan were to lose this game, score 9-plus runs, have the cycle. That would be very opposite of what you would expect. Don Schulze, the pitching coach, is out there to have a word with Mark Adamiak, but again, we said it earlier, you never feel like this game is over with the way that these games have gone this week and how the offenses have performed. And weird to say only a 6-run game, but Lansing was up by 4 runs, and that had that erased within 2 half innings as West Michigan scored a run in the second and then 4 in the third. Lansing led 15-5. It's now 15-9.
I want you to imagine, let's say this game ends right here. Lugnuts win at 15-9. That would mean that the Whitecaps, in back-to-back games, scored 10 runs on 12 hits and 9 runs on 12 hits and went 0-2.
Yeah, that'd have to be incredibly frustrating. I mean, good for the offensive stats, but not for the win column as they try and secure a playoff spot here in this second half, sitting at 33-25, 7 games above 500 for the year at 65-58. Last game today with the Nuts. Lugnuts 8-12 against West Michigan this year. First pitch home. Fly foul, first base side from Andrew Jenkins.
Big key for Mark Adamiak, the pitcher, is that he just got back on the mound and that he's back at full health. I would not be surprised to see him working out of the Lansing bullpen to start up next year.
0-1 pitch. Up high, 1-1.
Right there. There are a couple of different things that go on at the same time. There's what's happening in the game, what's happening in the season, and then what's happening for each individual player.
Next pitch. Breaking ball is fouled back into the glove of C.J. Rodriguez. 1-2. John Bellerma, in the meantime, has started to get loose down in the right field bullpen for the Nuts. 1-2 pitch. Slider, cut back, foul. There's a lot that goes into a season. The incremental improvements of each individual team trying to get better and find ways to win. Players shuffling up and down the system's ladder. 1-2. Hard hit right at the third baseman, right down to a knee to his left, makes the catch. Nearly a third straight hit for West Michigan turns into a rocket second out.
Adam Ball.
An L5 to number 5, Josh Wainwright.
101 off the bat.
Give that guy a high five.
I was talking with the strength and conditioning man, Steve Thayer, on the Lugnuts, all about that. Simply how he was looking at his program for this year.
Isaac Pacheco takes the first pitch. Outside, 1.
Right, everybody gets into self-evaluation mode here at the end of the season. How do you think you did?
1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. I think it's hard not to improve. Out here every single day. Getting better. Name of the game.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jesse, you're the evaluator. How did I do?
You were a ton of fun.
That's what I like to hear. It's always fun here. Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. The best seat in the house.
One game we even ate chocolate chip cookies live on the air.
That was a good time. 1-1. That's low and inside. 2-1. We
crew in the production room.
Harassed the production room all season long, and they put up with us. Fist pumps over there.
Yeah. Resounding approval for you.
Two-one pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. It is a well-oiled machine here at the Lansing Lugnuts. You hear us, and you see the game, but everything that goes into the game day atmosphere and the season and all the planning leading up and the workers that come specifically on game days, there is a ton that goes into it all happening. 2-2 pitch. That's a little bit low. Boy, they were ready to head to the dugout. Domiak, along with C.J. Rodriguez, the Lugnuts infield, they all had taken a couple of steps. Rodriguez was ready to throw down to third. Somehow just missed there. So now the 3-2 pitch coming. That's in there, called strike three. Pacheco thought it was low as he had twisted his bat back towards the dugout. But now a strikeout, and we will head to the bottom of the seventh. Stretching it out here at Jackson Field. Lansing leading 15-9. To the bottom of the seventh, we move. Lansing leading 15-9, six outs away from a series split and winning their home finale, but trying to add to their advantage as Colby Helter steps in against Garrett Burhan. Ready lefty matchup. Pitch home. That's outside to the left-hander, Helter. Base hit in his first at bat and a run scored, but then has struck out now three times in a row. And I come back from that here. The pitch, twist in on the outside corner, strike one. Garrett Burhan has taken over since that fourth inning. Throws home, that's outside. 2-1. Two-one pitch. That's outside. Three balls and a strike. 15 runs, 16 hits, and an error for Lansing. 9 runs, 12 hits, and an error for West Michigan. The 3-1. Outside, ball four, and there you go for Helter. Breaks up the strikeouts. Gets in with a walk. I feel like Lansing would like to add here because we're up 15-5, and now West Michigan has scored four straight. Still up by six, but Whitecaps have kind of gained the momentum here to start that chance at a comeback. There's Danny Bautista, who's reached three times today. Two hits and a walk. Pitch home. Oh, and that hits him. Goodness, he has been hit multiple times over the last couple of days. Well,
twice yesterday and this one here today. I talked to him earlier today, and he told me that yesterday has frustrated him to no end.
And imagine how he feels now, getting hit again.
Bruised.
And Luis Baez, the first base coach, rubbing his back there, trying to help him out. That's really, you can't do much. You just can feel for him. And not like Burhan's trying to, but Bautista stands close to that plate. He gets plunked. So Halter is at second. Bautista at first. Here's Colby Thomas. Three-run homer earlier today. He's been hit by a pitch. Pitch home. And slides in there. Strike one. Thomas with an RBI ground out in the first. HBP and a run scored in the third. The three-run shot to cap off the eighth, ninth, and 10 runs of that third inning. Then flied out to center field. A great catch by Allen to get him. Pitch, swing and a miss. That's in the dirt, but stays close enough to Alfonso where the runners can advance. 15-9, Lugnuts leading in the seventh. I'm going to get to our trivia question and answer here in the seventh inning as well for you. Righty-on-righty matchup here. Open stance for Thomas. Pitch home is fouled back. No balls, two strikes.
This was a fun one today, and yep. I know that Jeff Wack was doing his best to conquer it.
That's right. The question today was from the opening day roster that the Lansing Lugnuts put out there. How many of those players are still here in September on the final home game of the regular season? Pitch. Ooh. Swing and get him in the foot?
Yes.
Oh,
hit
my
that
goodness.
Ball squarely off his foot.
And Colby Thomas is down and holding on. That one might have gone off the ankle, too, which would not feel good. He's holding that left foot or ankle, whichever one it is. He just may need some time here.
He has such an explosive swing. He gets wound up and then unleashes. And belted that ball straight down right into himself.
It was weird because he almost came out of the stance before he finished the swing, because obviously that's him reacting to the pain of that going right into his lower leg there, or foot, wherever it got him. Looks like they're checking out that inner lower leg. So the Lugnuts getting bruised with some HBPs, and they're off a foul swing. Probably going to be seeing a bruise tomorrow for Colby Thomas. That one is not going to feel good, and Eric Fast, the athletic trainer, is out there sitting with Colby Thomas, helping him to his feet. Just trying to fight that off. Now seeing how he can walk on it.
They only have three active outfielders on the roster.
And it looks like he's going to come out of the game.
Yes.
So Carlos Amaya is the guy that has come out with a bat. And yeah, Thomas is, he's going to be done. He's still limping back to the dugout.
Here's my wild guess. I think Amaya might come in and play third base, and Josh Wainwright might move into the outfield.
That would be my guess, because we've seen Amaya play third base a couple of times this year, at least once. So he's going to come in a unique spot where the count is 0-2 with Halter and Bautista at first and second. And again, kind of a big spot with Lansing trying to swing back some momentum. They've given up four straight runs, still up by six, but trying to add on to their lead. Righty on righty matchup now, and the 0-2 pitch. Right down the chute, strike three. So Amaya gets one pitch, takes it, and that is the first out of the inning.
You know that strikeout is charged to Colby Thomas.
Mm-hmm. So now Brennan Malone will try and pick him up. Garrett Burhan comes set. Another righty-righty matchup here with two on and one out. The pitch. Check swing, and that gets behind Alfonso. Lugnuts get a late read on it. The throw goes down to third. Tagged out. No, safe the call. It's Halter just slid in under the tag, and then Bautista went after that, and he gets to second. And the ball looked like it beat him there, but Halter was able to slide in under.
Well, the tag was too high by Isaac Pacheco. Yeah, that tag's so high. And so why not, if you're Colby Halter, slide down nice and low. Foot gets to the bag before the tag is applied.
Now the infield comes in against Brennan Malone. He had the two-run double earlier in this game. Also has been hit by a pitch. 15-9 nuts, bottom seven. One out. Burhan throws. Launched foul on a play. One ball, one strike. So, again, we're asking how many on the roster today as opposed to the opening day roster that had 29 active players. What kind of guesses did we get, Jesse? Was Jeff the only guess we received?
The only one that I saw.
First, the 1-1 pitch. Golfed out to left center field and down for a base hit. Coming in to score is Halter. Bautista Jr. right behind him. It's a two-run double again for Brennan Malone. He's knocked in four, 17-9 nuts. So there's your offensive response from West Michigan in getting their four runs over the last few half innings. What a day for Brennan Malone. Now it's Aribil Angeles. All right, what'd you have for the guess for Jeff?
Jeff guesses 10.
Close. Do you have any guesses, Jesse? Do you know it? Pitch home. It's a bouncing ball that is sent back up the middle again from Angeles. Malone gets held at third. Otherwise, that could have been a third knocked in. It's a five-hit day for Aribil Angeles. Four singles and a double. Wow. He is having himself an afternoon at the plate. First five-hit game this year from this active lineup. Pitch. That's on the ground up the middle. Diving stop by Gould. Flips it over to second for Workman. Back to first. Safe the call. Malone comes in to score. RBI ground out. Josh Juan Wright. It's 18-9 as the Nuts double up the Whitecaps.
There had been a decrease in energy in the ballpark. And I feel like the seventh inning stretch and everybody getting stand up and working it right back in. Garrett Burhan begins this frame with the wildness, the walk to Halter, the plunking of Bautista Jr. That woke up the Lugnuts offense.
Momentum back on their side. Now here comes C.J. Rodriguez. They answer the two runs that West Michigan just got the top half of this frame. Pitch home. It's a bouncing ball, weakly hit towards third. Charging is Isaac Pacheco. Throws on the run, and it's caught for the third and final out.
All right, what's our answer here?
13. 13 of the 29 Lansing Lugnuts that started the year back in April are still here with them in early September. So there you go. And one more week left to play that'll come on the road next week. Lugnuts score three, and they lead 18-9 as we've got two innings left to go in the home season at Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
What a game so far. 27 combined runs. Lansing has 18 of them and is in front 18-9 as we come to the top of the eighth, the final home game of 2023. John Beller into the game. The lefty throws. Swing and a miss from the right-hander, Josh Crouch. 8-9-1. Crouch, Dom Johnson, and Austin Murr to face Beller. That great mustache, number 25 on the hill. The pitch, bouncing ball over towards third. Cutting it off is Amaya and throws to first in time. How about that? That ball finds you right away. That's the saying. And Carlos Amaya in over there at third base makes the play. Joshuan Wright, by the way, has moved to right field. Seems like the right spot for him. Colby Thomas unfortunately had to leave in the last half inning. He fouled one right off that front left leg. Dom Johnson now to the plate from the right side. 18-9 Lugnuts. Pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Yes, we said that correct. 18-9. 30 total hits, 27 total runs, and two combined errors, and a 10-run half inning from the Nuts in the third. The pitch. That's down low. One ball, one strike. Beller from the stretch throws home. Swing and a miss. Ooh, and Johnson fell to his knee there. He really wound up to try and hack that one. It's 0-for-3 today. Ground out and a couple flyouts to center field. One of them, a great grab by Junior Perez against the padded wall. Pitch home. Down low, 2-2. It's not like the Whitecaps have had a bad day offensively, but to score 9 runs on 12 hits and be trailing by 9 shows you the offensive day that Lansing has had. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball just missed the outer edge. 3-2. Wind has started to pick up here in Lansing. Just past 3:30 in the Eastern time zone. It's been a beautiful day. 86 and sunny. The pitch. Inside. And that is ball four. We started the game with winds at 12 miles an hour. They've ticked up to 14. That wind is very appreciative, though, for the players and the fans. It being a hotter day in the afternoon slot to close out this series. We've had some of those chillier fall nights, sitting in the 70s and into the 60s. The pitch home. Half-hearted check swing where Austin Murr couldn't hold up. Strike one. The lefty fooled as that one danced away from him on the outer edge of the plate. One on, one out. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch. Down low. Ball one. Third pitcher today for Lansing. It started with Mitch Myers. He went 5 innings. Gave up 10 hits, 7 runs, but he in line for the win. Next pitch. Cut on and foul, third base side. And then after Myers, Mark Adamiak came in for a couple of innings. Gave up a couple hits, 2 runs on a 2-run shot. 3 strikeouts. Now it is John Beller. 1-2 pitch. That's outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jesse, when you think about this season, and I know you'll call one more week of games when Lugnuts head to Lake County next week, what are maybe one or two things that you remember about what you've seen this year from these Lansing Lugnuts? Time called. For Austin Murr at the plate.
8 walk-offs jumps out. To have 8 walk-off wins in the same year is wild. And also, this Lugnuts team promoted more players than I can ever remember getting sent up to AA.
It started early, too, with Massaro Armenteros in April. 2-2 pitch. Cut on and fouled off the breaking ball.
So you add in 17 players getting promoted to the Midland Rockhounds, 9 position players, 8 hitters. that we saw four first-rounders, Max Muncy, Daniel Susak, Gunnar Hoglund, Jacob Wilson, and that we have seen nine different Lugnuts make their Major League debut this year.
Pitch home, reached out, popped out to shallow right to Joshuan Wright. He comes in and makes the catch. So the first two outs of the inning go to Carlos Amaya, who just came at third, and Wright, who just switched from third to right field. How about that?
Let me add this in too, Adam. This really felt like the year when the crowds came back.
I was going to say, you got to talk about July 4th, right? And their biggest crowd here on July 4th was the biggest crowd since 2013, a decade. It's Brady Allen, first pitch. Lined out to left center field, down for a base hit. Around second, Johnson speeding to third. Perez sprints over, picks it up, and sends it into second. So the Whitecaps have runners at first and third with two outs. It's amazing, though, how many players moved up. Armenteros, first, it was May 2nd, so just outside of April. But for his April production, that first month of the season, when it's cold, there's a lot of elements that you're dealing with, the rain, the wind, the snow at sometimes. And he just came out and started raking and gets to Midland. Carlos Mendoza, the pinch hitter, steps in. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Filthy breaking ball. Strike one. So he takes over for Gage Workman in that three hole. Next pitch home. Swing and a miss. And he's been greeted by two filthy breaking balls.
Beg your pardon. Abel Bastidas.
Okay.
Brand new player for these West Michigan Whitecaps.
Well, there you go. Wearing number six, just like Mendoza. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, a little bit low. One ball, two strikes. Dan Hasty to your right, on it.
19 years of age, a switch hitter out of Venezuela.
He's trying to deliver here. 18-9, Lugnuts leading in the eighth. 1-2. Breaking ball in there, called strike three. He got all breaking balls from Beller. And Beller gets the job done with his first strikeout, working around the walk and the base hit. We're off to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing doubling up West Michigan by nine.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the
to the bottom of the eighth we go. Lansing leading 18-9. They will face Luke Stoffel. Comes in here to take on TJ Schofield Sam. And the first pitch in there, strike one. So he's the newest member to come into the game. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Fifth pitcher today for West Michigan. They've allowed 18 runs on 18 hits. Throws home. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. And then the newest addition, Abel Bastidas, takes over for Gage Workman at shortstop. Pitch home. Roped foul, right field side, off the Miller Lite elevator. Remains one ball, two strikes on Schofield Sam. Kicking the pitch. A little bit wide, two balls, two strikes. Back to the top of the order, Junior Perez, Colby Halter, Danny Bautista. Three expected to come up. 2-2 pitch. That shot foul. Just good battling at bats all afternoon long from the Nuts. It started with a four-run first inning. They led 4-0, and then West Michigan got right back into it quickly. A run in the second, and then took the lead with a four-run third. Pitch home. Down low. Three balls, two strikes. Little did they know that not only would Lansing answer, but Lansing would answer with a 10-run third. 3-2 pitch. This is fouled down the left field side over the Pepsi porch. After the 10-run third, then they scored a run in the fourth and three in the seventh. 3-2 pitch. That's outside, ball four. So, base on balls, and now back to the top of the order for Junior Perez. So Junior Perez steps up here. He had his base hit in the first, single in the third, walked in the fourth. And the first pitch, outside, ball one. 18-9, Lugnuts leading in the eighth. Red shoes on for Perez. Got the long sleeves on today. Even 86 degrees out there with the sun out. 1-0 pitch. That's in there. Bottom of the zone. Strike one. From the Dominican Republic, though. He's used to some heat. Some warm temperatures down there. 1-1 pitch, swing and a foul tip. Perez swung out of his shoes right there as he felt forward up the first base side. Big swing, he's got 12 of those this year. 12 home runs, 45 knocked in. Lansing one home run today, came off the bat of Colby Thomas. Thomas leaving the game with foul ball off of his leg earlier. 1-2, that's outside, two balls, two strikes. Lugnuts looking to finish 33-33 at home with a victory today, three outs away. Move their record to 28-32 here in the second half with six games left to play. 2-2 pitch. It slides outside, 3-2. Been kind of flirting with that 500 record throughout both the first half and second half and have just been below it. They sit at 58-66 overall on the season. 3-2 pitch. That's outside and low, ball four. So a couple of walks to open up this eighth inning. Lansing's just going to come out here, see how many runs they can get. So here comes TJ Schofield, or Colby Halter, rather. TJ Schofield Sam at second. Perez is at first. Pitch home. That's a little bit wide, ball one.
Most runs in a game in team history is 21.
Well, a home run here would nod things up. What you got, Lugnuts? Here's the pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. The West Michigan Whitecaps have captured their most home runs in a season with the home run earlier today. 102nd this year, breaking the franchise record. That's a little bit down low, 2-1. They had 101 home runs last year. So how about that? These last 2 years, home runs have been up for the Whitecaps. And that's a team that's been around since the 90s. 2-1. Swing and a foul tip. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Halter. He had a base hit in the first inning. 3 strikeouts total in the third and the fifth. Came up twice in the third. Struck out both times. But then he walked back in the seventh. So the outer parts, good. And the middle portion is where those 3 strikeouts were. Great game last night at the plate. Walked it off for the Nuts in the 11th. 2-2. High bouncing ball. Foul first base side. Kids are getting a show today. Final Capital City Market Kids Day. And getting a great day temperature-wise and weather-wise as well. A pitch home. Slow and inside. 3-2. So a potential another walk here from Luke Stovall. Here it is. On the ground over towards second. And the throw goes to second in time. And Perez is out. That ball didn't hit him, but it came close. And they get the lead runner there at second base. He had to really jump out of the way there as that came scalded to goal at second base. Schofield Sam was able to get to third on the play, so they're at the corners for one out. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. Pitch. That's in there, strike one. Walk to Danny Bautista in the first, and a single in the third, RBI single in the fourth, HBP in the seventh. Pitch home. And that's down low. 1 ball, 1 strike. 18-9, Lugnuts leading. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. And quite the day for the Nuts. We got a baseball loose out there in left field, so Austin Murr going to track it down. Arm warming in the pen for West Michigan. Christian Tortosa is up, the lefty.
I would think that the Whitecaps would prefer not to have to pitch anybody else this week.
I would think you are correct. 5 already gone today. 1-1 pitch. That's in there. Strike two. I'm sure would like to not give up any more runs today. But Lansing threatening again. 1-2 pitch. Bautista nearly reached for it outside. 2-2. Two ball, two strike pitch. Fouled back. Another long game today. You can't say too long, though, because yesterday was 4 hours, but getting up to the three-hour range here as we push towards 4 o'clock.
Now, hang on. I want you to think about that. It's 18-9, and we're not yet at 3 hours.
2-2 pitch. That's up high. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Yeah, but the three-hour window is it's typically a longer game. Now in the pitch clock era.
A game that has seen 31 hits, 27 runs, is longer, right?
Absolutely.
Not 3 hours yet.
3-2 pitch instead will not come. Well, we're 13 minutes away, so we'll see what happens. We still have 2 outs to go here in the eighth.
If you're the Lugnuts, don't you want to bring up Avery Bielanales for a chance for a 6-for-6 game?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the Lugnuts would like to score as many runs as possible. 3-2. That's outside, low, ball four, and a third walk. The bases are loaded. And now, here comes what would have been Colby Thomas. It is Carlos Amaya who took that strikeout, even though it was Colby Thomas's had to come in with two strikes in the seventh, and he'll get an opportunity, but it will not be against Stovall, it looks like. Imagine they are going to go to Christian Tortosa, yes. So this will be the sixth pitcher that they bring out here.
Three of the Whitecaps pitchers that they've used in the game have recorded exactly one out. Difficult time for Stoffel in terms of four batters faced and three batters walked.
What a day.
What a day indeed.
18 runs, 18 hits, an error. Just one error, though. Nine runs, 13 hits, and one error.
I mean, 18 hits and six walks, to say nothing of three batters hit by pitches. Actually, I think it's rather nice that there have only been two combined errors in this game, one for each team.
Yeah, very low number. With everything else that's up there on the board, the jumbled runs. And I think fans are just enjoying here. Sit in the sun for 3 hours, just relax. Kind of seems like that relaxed crowd right now. They've seen all the fireworks.
It's the final home game of 2023, so you enjoy Lugnuts baseball while it's here. And then you've got a long, cold winter in Lansing, Michigan before baseball returns.
Nobody wants that. Some people maybe do.
I don't mind snow in winter. I mind when it interferes with my travel plans, but I've lived places where I've had a winter time that was not white, and I needed a couple of snowflakes in my life.
You know what you need, Jesse? 1 week. Christmas for us, Hanukkah perhaps for you. But that's all I need for the snow. Just 1 week. That's it. The pitch. Foul back, strike one. So I take it the 19th through, you know, you could even extend it to like the 30th. I'm good with it.
Charles Welling came dashing in to check on Clyburn Rondon just to see how he was. Rondon tried to wave him away. Welling said, no, let's check out this equipment here. Let's get this mask right. Those two have been taking care of each other all series. We've seen them conferring. We've seen them checking in. These have been long games for them as well. Going to the sky blue here today. We've seen umpiring crews this year who have not dressed in a uniform manner.
Seen umpires that have wore black on afternoons.
That's
where
right.
It's hot, been hotter than today. A long conversation between the two, trying to get this sorted out.
In South Bend for years, whenever there was a replacement umpire needed, they used a gentleman who is also the double and the backup for the PA announcer. And so you didn't know if you'd show up in South Bend and he would be the PA announcer, or if he would be the backup umpire for that day. There was a Lugnut series way back when, turn of the 21st century, where each team supplied a player to umpire because the umpiring crew was unavailable.
But one pitch is inside. One ball, one strikes.
You know exactly what happened. The umpires made calls that favored their teammates.
Shocker there.
It was a wild Midwest League game.
1-1 pitch. Sent out to right field, over to his right as Johnson makes the catch as his hat flies off. Run will come in to score. It's Schofield Sam. He crosses the plate. Sack fly for Amaya. 19-9, Lansing.
Well, you know the fans want to see 20.
I mean, you got it, right? Colby Halter got to third on that. Bautista State put it first. Here comes Brennan Malone, and if he were to hit a home run, the Lansing Lugnuts would have a new franchise record for runs scored in a game. The pitch, that's up high, ball one. They currently sit with 19. Jesse just told you 21 is the most they've scored. In a home run, they would sit at 22. Two outs to go. Pitch, that's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Should say two outs in the inning, one out to go. And then three outs to go to wrap up a series split, and a Sunday victory to cap off the homestand. Pitches outside and low. 3 balls, no strikes.
I think it's worth remembering that Minor League Baseball, the Hope at Bat campaign, $15 donated for every run scored today across Minor League Baseball to the American Cancer Society.
Wouldn't it be perfect capped off by a grand slam by Eurybio Angeles? He'll have the chance. The pitch is inside. Ball four. The only man with a grand slam this year for the Lansing Lugnuts, Eurybio Angeles, is 5 for 5, and he is coming to the plate today. 4 singles and a double, and he steps in now from the right side.
Back in 2012, Kevin Pillar capped a 6 for 6 game for the Lugnuts with a grand slam against Dayton.
The pitch home, lifted out to right field. Back goes Johnson. He's at the track, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness. That would have been fun. The opposite field shot not there for Angeles. The 6-hit day not there for Angeles, but he'll settle for 5 hits. The Nuts will settle for 1 more run. And how about 19 runs as we head to the ninth? They lead 19-9. Jesse Goldberg-Stressler with the final call at home in 2023 when we return.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Start up the ninth inning, shall we? First pitch of the ninth, John Beller's delivery is sent out to deep center field, and that ball is off the wall for Luke Gold. Perez plays the carom, fires it in for second. Angeles with the tag, it's late, and it's a leadoff double for Luke Gold in a cloud of dust. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Luke Gold just collected his 3rd hit of the game, but his West Michigan Whitecaps are down 19-9. So glad to have you along with us. Now Eliezer Alfonso looks for a 5-hit game. Although, it's Colin Burgess who steps in. Burgess, the right-handed hitting catcher out of Lexington, Kentucky. Lefty Beller kicks and offers. And Burgess swings and misses, strike one. So Alfonso ends his game at 4 for 4 with 2 singles, a double, a homer, 2 knocked in, and 4 runs scored. 9 runs for the Whitecaps today, and he has been right in the thick of things. Now he watches. Burgess swings and chops it foul, wide of third. 0-2. A 19-9 Lugnuts lead, out hitting West Michigan 18-14. Just in case, there is action in the Lansing pen. John Beller looking to sew up the final 3 outs. Looks at Gold. Deals the 0-2 to Burgess. Backdoor breaking ball just outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burgess is 5 for 16 as a member of the Whitecaps. 4 singles and a double. Looking for his first run batted in. Pitch on its way. Batted in, nearly hit him. John Beller. Relieved Mark Adamiak for the eighth inning. Fired a scoreless frame. Burgess fouls this pitch back off the netting. Most runs in a Lansing Lugnuts game, both teams combined. I know you were wondering. Right now we've seen 28 runs. The record in team history is 35. Here's the pitch. And that's up high and in. Back on August the 31st, 2001, the Lugnuts lost to Michigan 18-17. Imagine that game. Probably came down to special teams. A payoff. High and outside, ball four. And a double and a walk have opened up this ninth inning against Beller. Here comes Esneed Chacon. West Michigan manager Brian Pena has cleared out his bench. Anyone who wasn't playing to start up the game is playing right now.
Everybody gets an opportunity in their last game at Jackson Field. Jesse, come on now.
Don Schulze is out to the mound for a word with John Beller. And the Lansing Lugnuts bullpen. It's the bearded one. Brock Whittlesey is warming up. Lugnuts leading 19-9. Just touching on the potential records that were threatened here today. The most runs scored in the game in team history was 21. We didn't get there. On May 14th, 2004, the Lugnuts scoring 21 runs in a 21-4 win. Most hits for a Lugnuts offense in a game in team history, July 24th, 2015 against Dayton. They collected 23 hits. Today, 18 hits for these 19 runs. Most runs scored in an inning was 11 runs. That was accomplished three different occasions. Today, the 10 runs in the bottom of the third inning, boosting this offensive show. Lansing, three outs away from sewing this one up. West Michigan brings up Chacon. Burgess at first, Gold at second. There's the pitch from the lefty Beller. Inside for ball one. Mitch Myers started the game for the Lugnuts. Five innings. Struck out three. Allowed seven runs on 10 hits and a walk. And Mark Adamiak took over. Pitched the sixth and the seventh. Gave up a two-run homer to Eliezer Alfonso in the seventh. Here's the pitch. A ground ball up the third base side. Grabbed by Carlos Amaya. He looks at second. He throws across to first base, and they get the out. Carlos had a couple of chances there on either of the lead runners. He could have tagged Luke Gold. He could have stepped on his base. He could have thrown it to second. Instead, he threw it to first. Then again, he is the team's third catcher. And he did get an out on the play.
Carlos tagged the runner there. My goodness, or step on the bag, buddy.
You've got the play right there in front of you. You can tag Luke Gold, you can step on your own base. He didn't do either. 5-3 on Chacon. Second and third, one down. Isaac Pacheco takes a called strike on the outside corner. Carlos Amaya is playing because Colby Thomas, the starting right fielder, fouled the ball off his leg and was removed injury precaution, moving the third baseman Josh Juan Wright out to right field. Beller's 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes on Isaac Pacheco batting for himself. So there's been a lot of weirdness today. And let's not forget catcher Maya playing third base. Pacheco is 2-for-4 with an RBI single and a two-run triple. His White Caps are down by 10 in the ninth. John Beller with an 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slow breaking ball sweeping away. Beller strikes out Pacheco with a slider. Two outs in the top of the ninth. Attendance here today, 4,373. Craig Conklin makes the move to the bullpen with two outs in the ninth inning and two runners on. And Brock Whittlesey is going to come in for the 27th out. So,
Well, you know, it's been a day, so I guess let's extend it a little bit longer.
Let's go to the bullpen in a 19-9 game, top of the ninth, with two runners on and two batters out. And Josh Crouch, two up. So Brock Whittlesey, and so just to give you the attendance number for the year, because now things are done, including the Crosstown Showdown and including today's attendance, Lansing drew 303,659 this year to Jackson Fields.
That's a pretty good number.
The goal, get over that 300,000 threshold. And they surpassed it. Lugnuts drew the largest crowd of the year up here in the Midwest League, 11,521 on the 4th of July. But that wasn't it. There were tremendous crowds throughout the year, above 9,000 on August 26th against Dayton. Crowd after crowd, above 8,000. It was a 9,128 attended crowd on May the 31st. I suppose I should have just hyphenated 9,128 fan crowd back in May. A wonderful year to host folks on Michigan Avenue in downtown Lansing between Cedar Street and Lart Street to watch some Lugnuts baseball. And now potentially the home schedule, one batter away from being wrapped up. It's the DH, Josh Crouch, the number 8 hitter in the order, against the New Mexico State Aggie, Brock Whittlesey. In his 38th appearance of the year, second and third, first offering, slider starts him off with a called strike one. Mitch Myers, 5 innings. Mark Adamiak, 2 innings. John Beller, 1 2/3. Whittlesey's pitch. Hit up in the air out to right center field. Junior Perez out in the alleyway. He runs it down. Brock Whittlesey, 1/3 of an inning. And this one is in the books. Lansing, 19. West Michigan, 9. And the Lugnuts close out the 2023 home schedule at 533-33.
How about it? Great job by the Lugnuts. They're down 3-1 in this series. And they had a couple of tough losses, lost a couple of them late in the ninth inning, and they get the payback with a wild come-from-behind after leading win yesterday. And then today, the offense just went off. A 10-run third inning set the tempo after a 4-run first, and Lansing just kept hitting the rest of the day. And they get their highest total offensively of the season. They save it for the last day at home in 2023.
The Whitecaps and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps are now tied atop the Midwest League East Division here in the second half. Both teams, 33 wins, 26 losses. Fort Wayne is going to get underway at 6:05 p.m. against South Bend.
We'll expect that apple cart of items to head its way to Lansing here hopefully soon.
I don't know. They take care of us no matter what.
They sure do.
Sweethearts, hello, the whole crew in Parkview Field. Thanks for keeping us company. For the Lugnuts, this season now continues on the road at Lake County. The West Michigan Whitecaps now return home. They'll host the Great Lakes Loons. For me and you, Adam, we part ways. Fire up chips.
Yes, and thanks for having me again this year. I love calling these games with you, and love doing this with the Lansing Lugnuts, getting to watch them every single night. So until next year, my friend.
What Adam brings to the broadcast team, he brought in the monitor, the pregame show, a mini fridge, a microwave, and not just that, just thanks for lightening the mood. Every single time I call a game by myself, I get messages from folks who say, when's Adam coming back? No offense to you, when's Adam coming back?
Yeah, but you know, that's like the same when I would have to call the games when you're not there. It's not the same without the pair. And it's always a great time up here with you, Jesse. So let's do it again next year.
Doing the math, $15 times 28 runs, 19 for the Lugnuts, 9 for the West Michigan Whitecaps, $420 donated from this game to the American Cancer Society, the Hope at Bat campaign. These players on both West Michigan and Lansing did their part in the minor league baseball campaign. We'll see the whole rest of the country and everybody getting involved. As far as Jackson Field goes, enormous thanks the entire production room, Enormous thanks to everybody who works in any capacity here at Jacksonville, or however they assist the Lansing Lugnuts throughout this home schedule. I mentioned 66 home games here, plus the Crosstown Showdown, plus all of the different other events that are hosted in Lansing, Michigan. Throughout the spring, the summer, and beyond, we thank you for all of your time, your energy, and your efforts.
There's some long days, some long nights, some long weekends. I mean, anytime you get those back-to-back homestands, it's 12 days, 12 games in 13 days, and everything always looks splendid down there on the field, and everybody getting taken care of at concession stands and making sure that there's an opportunity on days like today for kids to run the bases. They have to organize, get that all set up as they're currently doing right now. I mean, there's so much that goes into making a game day happen and making a homestand happen and making a full home schedule happen, and they've been doing it here very well since 1996.
And lastly, to everyone who kept us company throughout this year and helped us know whenever the audio needed some help, whenever we could help out with some technical malfunctions, answering the trivia questions, checking in with whatever observations, or letting us know that you were tuning in, listening, watching, keeping us company. We thank you.
We have the greatest listeners. We really do. They are very sweet to us, and we very much appreciate everyone always checking in, and they are super passionate about the Lansing Lugnuts. We always enjoy hearing from the opposing teams as well. So thanks for listening, and it's been fun.
I now pack up, head on the road. But for Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Your final score, one last time from Lansing, Michigan. The Lugnuts 19, the Whitecaps 9. Football score for the final day here in Lansing.
Makes sense. It is the fall.
Have a terrific rest of your weekend, and go Nuts!